Really, really easy. Just fill it out. Lovely. Oh, Simon, lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much. I'm glad we could put some of those myths to bed. Simon Carter is a Scouts leader. He's also head of Scout Media Relations. Does a darn good job. And he's not probably paid that town hall fat cat sort of pay either, is he? I'm almost done for another day. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Don't forget Paul Ross here with your breakfast show needs. Everything you could possibly want for a breakfast show from 6 till 10 every weekday morning. John Holmes will be with you in just a couple of moments for his show from 1 till 4. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £15 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £70 million jackpot and 2 guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions, only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd paid PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. It's Tuesday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, sanctions over Syria rejected. Stockholm suspect admits truck attack. And Gordon Ramsay's relatives admit hacking.
Talk Radio.
G7 foreign ministers have rejected the UK's call for targeted sanctions against Syria and Russia following a deadly gas attack. It comes as the US Secretary of State says it's clear the reign of Syrian President Assad's family is coming to an end. Rex Tillerson has attacked Moscow for failing to deliver on its promise to eradicate chemical weapons from the country.
Stockpiles and continued use demonstrate that Russia has failed in its responsibility to deliver on its 2013 commitment. It is unclear whether Russia failed to take this obligation seriously or Russia has been incompetent. But this distinction doesn't much matter to the dead.
A lawyer for a man accused of carrying out a truck attack in Stockholm says he's admitted committing a terrorist crime. 4 people, including a British man, were killed in the Swedish capital on Friday. Prosecutor Hans Ehrman is given an update after a court hearing.
Me and my associates, we will do whatever we can to get all the guilty person, put them in front of the court. If they're one person or others, that's what we are investigating right now.
A second suspect has been released. Gordon Ramsay's father-in-law has admitted a plot to hack the celebrity chef's computer system. 2 of Chris Hutchison's sons, who are also charged, have admitted the offence, while his daughter has denied the allegation. The waiting list to join the Scouts is now the longest in history. More than 50,000 young people are on standby for a place. It's thought the organisation needs another 17,000 volunteers. And Michael Bublé's son is said to be doing well in his recovery from cancer. The singer's wife, Louisiana, has thanked people who've offered their support to the family since Noah was diagnosed in November.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet and windy for the north and west of Scotland, but largely dry and fine elsewhere. Feeling pleasant in the sunshine with highs of 15 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
That's all right, John.
Good. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thanks. You?
You just asked me.
I know. I'm just being polite again.
Why are you doing it again?
Double polite.
That's not double polite.
It is.
And if anything, that seems rude because you didn't listen to my first response, so you had to ask again.
I don't really listen to your news either.
I know. I saw you milling around.
I was milling. I was milling around.
To-ing and fro-ing.
Have you seen the press release?
Yes, only because you told me. But yes, about the gorillas.
Yes, finally. The documentary about gorillas, like what I made, is going to air this Wednesday. No.
No, Easter.
Easter Sunday, not Wednesday.
Get it right.
Oh, I was just thinking ahead to something else. is going to be on Sunday, Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday at 3 o'clock.
That's brilliant.
Me with gorillas.
Do you talk to them?
I do talk to them. Up a volcano on the Rwanda-Congolese border.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a bit different for talk radio.
It is
it?
A little bit, isn't
yeah.
it? That's the point, you see. So I thought, well, I'll give that a go. And then that's what I did. And I've come back with all loads of recording stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hear the noise of me getting punched by a gorilla.
Amazing!
Actually pushed over.
I can't wait for that.
No.
Is there video footage as well?
Sadly for you, no. Just the pushing at that point.
We could try and recreate that. We should get Cornelius a gorilla costume and he can just punch you.
Okay, now you've just pulled us into your private world again. do you have some weather?
I've done it. That's when you started speaking.
I don't know. What was it?
Wet in Scotland, sunny elsewhere.
Losers, Scotland. right, so here's Ben now with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger says it would have been inconvenient to speak about his future as Arsenal manager after his side were humbled at Crystal Palace last night. The 3-0 defeat, during which large sections of Arsenal fans sung "Arsene Wenger, we want you to go," leaves them 7 points adrift of the Premier League's top four. Wenger's out of contract this summer. He's yet to reveal what will happen next, but he's certain the situation is not impacting on his players.
No, I don't think there's uncertainty about my commitment, you know. I think that would be a wrong excuse.
On to the Champions League. Barcelona head to Italy this evening for the first leg of their quarter-final against Juventus. It's live and in full over on TalkSport. On TalkSport 2, Borussia Dortmund host Monaco. Finally, cricket. In the IPL today, Pune Supergiants take on Delhi Daredevils. There's four-match commentary on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben, there. With the sports, and now let us commence a programme.
Talk Radio.
Welcome to the meter cupboard at 49 Acacia Avenue. For years now, the Websters have been scrabbling around in the dark taking meter readings, trying to get Gaz and Lecky under control. Not anymore. They call their energy supplier to get a smart meter installed. From now on, they won't have to take a meter reading to get an accurate bill. Only your energy supplier can carry out your smart meter installation, so contact them today.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
What the world has sort of come out and condemned.
Poor fatty children.
Fatty, fat, fat. Curls it, people, a bit like Elvis.
Here's a good fun fact instead.
I think I'm a happy wagger.
I think I'm unsure.
Good afternoon, Lieutenant Colonel Maverick. Dibble. Pack land around it and their PE kit and carrots.
I don't know why she's commenting on this.
In conjunction with the Defence Secretary. And maybe, you know, that's a way to start recruiting people for the army.
If you want to see a picture of a fat kid with a carrot.
Should we talk about University Challenge?
Never had a girlfriend. They
no.
don't know.
Yeah. Men are just better than women.
Flinennial. It's another diversity, that is. Or Chinese. Anyway.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, hell afternoon then. Hell afternoon. Hello. And welcome aboard Talk Radio Flight 1 till 4 in the afternoon. Now, before we take off, we just need to run you through some of the safety procedures aboard this programme. Now, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign, so if you haven't already done so, please take your seat and fasten your belt, as this will make it trickier and more violent later when you are told to leave the seat you've paid for and are dragged out of the show forcibly. Do make sure your folding tray and armrests are down, as that will give security staff something to bounce your face off when the fight commences. Fight time will be around 10 minutes at an attitude of violently unpleasant. Travelling at a ground speed along the ground, or aisle, at a speed of slow and humiliating. Cabin crew, please take a paying customer's seat now and prepare for him being taken off. In a few moments, the cabin crew will be passing through the cabin with a selection of restraints and beatings. We look forward to welcoming you aboard Talk Radio this afternoon and then throwing you off again because we're overbooked. I mean, as if we're overbooked. I mean, heaven's sake. We've got 9 listeners. But hello then, proper. It is Talk Radio, yes, in the afternoons. I am Captain John Holmes, along with First Officer Cornelius this afternoon, our cabin crew, Victoria, Marta, our Chief Operating Witch, Cass. We'll be looking after you on this afternoon's flight down to 4 o'clock. Now, exits are located near the adverts there, there and there, as Victoria is now demonstrating. But do please remember that some of the adverts might be behind you. So do take a few moments now to look around the programme to check where the nearest adverts are. Victoria is now wearing the life jacket, putting it over her. She is actually miming this. There's a light on it and something to blow into. No idea. Anyway, in a moment then, the radio trolley will be passing through the programme, offering you a choice of treats from the opening menu of the show. A collection of cheap radio features. So Headline Hijack is on the way, of course. You know how it works. Get your made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock. It's fake news writ large, celebrated no less. Donald Trump continues to complain that it's a thing. Well, it is a thing, but round here it's a thing that we embrace. I don't mean in a 1970s Radio 1 DJ and secretary's sort of embrace. I mean in a metaphorical embrace of a notion or an idea. We embrace the made-up news. We'd like you to supply the story. And here's the number to get them to Victoria, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yeah. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. And then put down some paragraph, a couple of sentences. That's all you need of something that sounds like the news. And then Victoria, with the mouth you've just heard, it's this mouth.
This mouth.
Will say words at you, but they'll be your words back at you in the form of news. It'll sound real and true because it's in the news. It's Headline Hijack. We will be going through the papers, of course. Our diversity paper review is on the way today. There's the day's big stories, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It'll be the news in haiku. All the current affairs you could possibly want, rendered through short-form oriental verse. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. And then brought to you in an easy-to-understand poetic format. There's work experience punditry today as well. Hanil will be with us. He'll be going through some new music. It's what we do with our work experiences. Rather than leave them in charge of a kettle, we tend to put them into some proper work experience situations, to wit, broadcasting. He'll be here reviewing new music for us. There's the big debate at three. I'll also be chatting to a small child this afternoon about the situation in Syria and the appropriate responses of Trump and the G7 group of industrialised nations, just before she then plays a tune on a toy xylophone. If you can correctly, yeah, if you like, or correctly identify the tune, you could get a I correctly identified the tune played by a seven-year-old child on a toy xylophone on talk radio in the afternoon certificate. It's toddler pops later. It's a bit like, you know, when Steve Wright gives out those I chose the oldies on Steve Wright in the afternoon badges on Radio 2. It's like that, but budget free. As we just send you a PDF and you print it off, put your own name on it. That's how it works. There's also your chance to get your filthy, stinking paws on some meat in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Zombie War on the radio. You can choose from these meats. It's a souvenir of your time spent on the radio with us. Chicken, beef, lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or there'll be a box of organic veg as well. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not racist, John.
That's right. All your reactions as well on the way this afternoon. We take your reactions via text, Twitter, Snapder, Grindface, Swiper and Mushroom Tube. Or if, like out of off of Harry Potter, you could send us a letter attached to an owl, that's fine too. Plus, we bring you hot guest action this afternoon, as well as the writer of Outnumbered, Drop the Dead Donkey, Old Harry's Game, and the voice of Dr. Elephant in Peppa Pig and the pirate in Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom. Andy Hamilton will be joining us on the programme to flog his tour. It's today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's been dragged out of a student and then thrown off. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through the miserable window.
Yeah.
Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Victoria's on the news.
Hi.
Paying to Cornelius simply hasn't come into the studio yet. We don't know why. Perhaps his eyes that look in different directions can't even find the door. We don't know. But even so, we will, as ever, start today's programme with some music. Now, regular listeners know the music links seamlessly to today's big story. It's production values. It segues between opening menu and big story discussion with guest. Here we go, then. See if you can figure this out. How does this link to today's big story? Play along at home. It's just for fun.
Do, but I wish someone had talked to me like I want to talk to you. Ooh, I've been to Georgia and California and anywhere I could run. Took the hand of a preacher man and we made love in the sun. But I ran out of places and friendly faces because be free. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. Please, lady, don't just walk away. 'Cause I have this need to tell you. To share a part of a weary heart that has lived a million lives. Oh, I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece while I sipped champagne on a yacht. I moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo and showed them what I've got. I've been undressed by kings and I've seen some things. To me.
Ah, a song with a talky bit in the middle. Hey, listen to this.
You know what paradise is?
You know what paradise
it's
is?
A lie.
It's a lie.
A fantasy we create about people and places as we'd like them to be. But you know what truth is? It's that little baby you're holding. Yeah. And it's that man you fought with this morning.
The same man you're going to make love with tonight. That's true. That's love.
Sometimes I've been
oh, what a song.
For unborn children that might have made me complete.
A bit dark, that bit there.
I took the sweet life.
But of course it's Charlene, I've Never Been to Me, from the 1970s.
I spent my life
what a tune.
Exploring
the subtle whoring.
That cost too much to be free. Hey, lady,
I've been to paradise. Hang on, I haven't finished titling. But I've never been to me. So why would I be playing that song on Talk Radio in the afternoons? I chose that as Talk Radio's head of music. Of course, it links to today's big song. Regular listeners will know that. Sorry, today's big story. Regular listeners will know that. Cornelius has been trying feverishly to work it out. It links to today's big story that we're talking about. How does it link, Cornelius? Clues are all there. Charlene, I've never been to me.
Is someone called Charlene in the news?
No.
I'll
try harder than that. Often it's a little bit cryptic, isn't it? Just a little,
yeah.
A tad cryptic. So it's
I've been
gonna
to
link-
paradise.
Oh,
No. Is it about Russia? Russia being paradise?
Oh, the G7 summit? And
yeah,
the-
yeah, in Italy. Lean. The Leaning Tower of Pisa from Charlene, which is in Italy.
Lean? Charlene?
Charlene.
Yeah.
Leaning Tower of Pisa. Italy.
Yes.
And then the G7.
Yes.
Is that it?
No,
there we go.
No, it's not that. So that song there is from a film.
Okay, I haven't seen the film. I've never heard that song before, so how am I supposed to know it's from a film?
Well, it's featured in the film.
What film?
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, but it's in there, right? And what's that film about?
What have I just told you?
Yeah, but you've got to know about it.
No. Is it about a queen of a desert?
Ah, sort of, yes. But a specific kind of queen, go
Priscilla?
On.
Priscilla?
Yes, but who is a...
Queen.
But a...
The desert.
No. Dresses up in women's clothing.
Drag queen.
Yes! It's about a group of drag queens who go across the desert in a bus.
I see.
And that song's on the soundtrack, right?
Okay.
So?
A drag queen's in the news.
No.
Then why are we playing
it? One of those words is in the news.
The Queen.
No.
Drag.
Yes.
Drag racing.
No.
Dragged.
Yeah, yes.
So who's, someone's been dragged.
Yes, from an aeroplane.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. It was easy, wasn't it?
No.
Easy.
That was one of the hardest ones ever. Idiot.
Easy. Anyway, we're going to be talking to a guest. Of course, it's the big story. Everyone is talking about it. It's trending. It's the story of the Asian doctor who was dragged bloodied and semi-conscious from a United Airlines flight. It's thrown their PR departments into quite a little bit of disarray. They're the new Pepsi, basically. So we'll be talking to someone about it, what it means for them, PR-wise, and exactly what happened next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Say you're a Sky TV customer and you hear that they're launching a new mobile phone network. Be nice if they cut you a better deal, don't you think? Well, what would you say to free unlimited calls and texts, whatever data plan you choose? Say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free calls and texts to standard UK mobiles and landlines while you're a Sky TV customer. 12-month minimum term, acceptable use policy and terms apply. See sky.com/mobile.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £20 off a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99. Or an Hitachi 18-volt combi drill with two lithium-ion batteries and a free torch for just £89.99. But hurry, deals end Easter Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Easter Monday. DFS.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
Restrictions on the M5 near Weston have been lifted after a cow wandered onto the carriageway between 21 and 22. Stop for is A249. The southbound side there as you approach the M2 is still closed following an accident. Better news for the A34 in Oxfordshire. The northbound side approaching the Islip turn is all open now but still very slow. Severe delays for the M6 in Cheshire, I'm afraid. It's still closed southbound between 17 and 16 after a double-decker bus caught fire. And there's queues for the southbound M1 around Nottingham at junction 25 because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hello, my name is Nathan, and I'm suffering from commissary.
Hi, Nathan.
So it all started when I sold my house with a normal high street estate agent. I ended up spending thousands on commission. Then my neighbour said he sold through Purple Bricks, and they only charged him a fixed fee. But that wasn't the worst bit. He then said that Purple Bricks gave him everything. Free valuation, available 24/7, a proper estate agent. But with no commission.
Cases of commissary are happening on your street right now. So save yourself from commissary at purplebricks.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Weeknights from 10
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings. Beautiful lady riders. Splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon, and here's an advert.
Every thought, every movement, carefully planned, coordinated, and synchronized. Performing together with a single, united purpose. That's what makes the world's leading airline, flyer friendly.
an advert there for United Airlines, which, of course, had, if you could see the visuals there, technically an orchestra on a plane. None of them seemed to get thrown off. Ah, not since the scandal 2 weeks ago where United Airlines were caught up in a PR fail because they wouldn't let two girls wearing leggings on the plane has there been such another epic PR fail. In the latest advert, United Airlines, of course, fly a plane, if you've seen it, into Kendall Jenner on a Black Lives Matter march before security staff drag a bloodied and semi-conscious Asian doctor off the aircraft, throw Kendall Jenner's leggings over his face and then waterboard him with Pepsi. At least I think that's the gist of what's happened. Now, many have taken to the Twitter in horror, so naturally that means it's made headlines around the world due to lazy journalism and a tendency to trawl through social media and just print what people have written in lieu of any actual investigative journalism or research. Now, the CEO of United Airlines probably today wishes that he'd got a job working for Pepsi just so he could have an easy ride. And he's actually made it worse with emails to staff, of course, with many saying he should be forcibly dragged away from his keyboard. Now, to talk about this, we are just trying to get Oliver on the line. He's from the Political Lobbying and Media Relations Company. We're just trying to get through to him now because there's a technical hitch with the telephone, apparently. What we're going to do, because we can't get hold of him just now, is we're going to go to Victoria, because it's 1:30 anyway, and then we're going to try and talk to Oliver after the news. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
G7 leaders insist there can't be a solution for peace in war-torn Syria with President Assad in power. Foreign ministers have been meeting in Italy as the US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepares for talks in Moscow. They've rejected the Foreign Secretary's calls to broaden sanctions against Russia and Syria. Boris Johnson says now is the time for Moscow to make a difference.
The Russians have seen their ally, Assad, use chemical weapons absolutely blatantly. Now, they have a big strategic choice. Do they want to stick with this guy who is not only poisoning his own people, but poisoning the reputation of Russia, or do they want to be part of the solution?
The Stockholm truck attack suspect, 39-year-old Rakhmat Akilov, has admitted committing a terrorist crime. Four people, including a British man, were killed in the Swedish capital on Friday. Gordon Ramsay's father-in-law has pleaded guilty to computer hacking. It relates to an alleged plot to get into the system at the celebrity chef's company in 2010 and 11. It's claimed children could get better at maths results if their lessons are in the morning. Researchers also say children do better in history if the classes are after lunch. And Ed Sheeran has struck a deal to end a multi-million pound legal claim over his hit song Photograph. The men behind X Factor winner Matt Cardle's song Amazing wanted to sue the singer for $20 million. Details of the settlement haven't been revealed. The weather, wet and windy for the north and west of Scotland, but largely fine elsewhere and feeling pleasant in the sunshine with highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There is more in half an hour, Victoria, and it will contain a made-up news lie, will it not?
That's correct.
And I'm led to believe,
yes,
something leads me to believe that in 2 hours from now, there'll be bonus news.
I think you might be right there.
Now, for those that don't know, bonus news works like this. Victoria's news is, well, shorter than it used to be. So it needs to be made up time-wise. So what we do is we task Victoria, because she gets paid the same, you see. So we task her with bringing bonus news to the airwaves. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news on consecutive days. Today we are going for
mineral news.
You don't like mineral news, do you?
No, it's the worst of
You're not
all.
Keen on mineral news.
Who is?
Well, The Nation.
No,
the nation
That's
is.
That's factually inaccurate.
It's the one we get the most emails about. All right, fine. But anyway, it's in 2 hours' time. So bonus news is mineral news today. Headline hijacks on the way as well. Next, we will invite you. In fact, I'll do it now. I'm inviting you to make up a news story and get it into the 2pm bulletin, masquerading as truth. And also, who's doing diversity paper research?
No idea.
Okay, fine. Well, it'll be a mystery to us all. We'll find out as we go through the papers in the next half an hour. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, we tried to get a man on to talk about the airline incident, but sadly, technical problems once again beset the studio. But it's all right. It's all right, though. Don't worry, because instead of that... I played you an advert, a United Airlines advert. This is the story, of course, of the man who got dragged off the plane, et cetera, that everyone's talking about. But it's all right, because United Airlines have now released another advert, and I think we've got the exclusive first play of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, here it is.
There's nothing quite like the sound of flying, walking down the Aero Bridge. Boarding the plane.
Hello, and welcome to United Airlines.
The seatbelt sign. The seatbelt buckle. The sound of a man who's paid for a seat being ejected against his will.
Oh my God.
And finally, takeoff. United Airways. Do not purchase tickets if you don't want your face smashed in or you're a small girl wearing leggings.
United Airlines there with their new advertising campaign. Now, of course, headline hijack is the order of the afternoon. Here it comes. Now here it comes. So, at 25 minutes to 2 o'clock, you know that in 25 minutes cometh the hour, cometh the made-up news lie. It's your job to supply. It's very simple. It's headline hijack. It's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. For indeed, the data indicate that between 1 and 2 every day, people go out for, well, you know, let's call it lunch. And they don't necessarily hear this bit of the programme, but they do get back at 2 o'clock. So we like to confuse them with nonsense. And we'd like you to make it up, as I say. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Well, while we're on the subject, John, this one is from Barry, who says United Airlines in the States has apologised for the unfortunate incident on one of its flights yesterday. We know which incident.
Yep.
And they've said that they will ensure it won't happen again, as they will be installing ejector seats to their planes, which will mean that any customers that they want to chuck off will just be blown through the roof.
Yeah, well, actually, that's something they are bringing in on all planes, I think, now, following this incident. Yeah,
because
because it is a problem. You know, if you are indeed a international airline, even though this was a domestic flight, and you do deliver deliberately overbook your plane because that's your policy, and indeed airline policy, but at this point you overbook it just to put some of your own staff on it rather than the paying customers. It is now, that is a problem, and so they are going to install ejector seats into all seats. And you can just, absolutely. And they're not even going to wait to leave it on the ground. They're going to wait till it's 20,000 feet up. And then do it, apparently. So.
Yeah, because then that customer won't complain, will they?
They can't, though, because they'll be dead.
Yeah.
So that's the thinking behind the policy.
They do that for TV recordings, don't they? They overbook them. That's the only other thing I've heard of overbooking on purpose.
Yeah.
Why do the flights do it? Is there an actual logic behind
because
it?
Well, if we had a guest, I'd be discussing this. But we don't. But what it is that they lose money because they often get no-shows. It's certainly in business.
Yeah.
Because people buy the tickets, but they don't turn up, and then it's technically losing money. And it's all about...
But surely they would have paid for the ticket.
Yeah, but it's all about maximising the profit. So it's all about... It's like retail. So if you've got a square footage of a plane, you need it full in order to maximise those profits, OK?
Ah.
And that's sort of how it works. Plus, it's a waste of in-flight catering. You know, there's all this kind of stuff involved because they do cater for the number of, well, you'd think they'd cater for the number of people on board. Of course, often they've run out of something, but that's the theory behind it, which is why they do it. As we were saying earlier, it's a, you know, another PR fail. You mentioned the leggings, of course. We were talking about the leggings there, and I don't know whether you know this. In the latest advert, because they've been releasing adverts and all the time now, they've done four new ones because the PR's fallout is so bad. That CEO who keeps typing memos. That everyone's talking about. He's just constantly releasing adverts to see if he can get them out of the mess. And the latest one, just to remind you, is United Airlines flying a plane, deliberately flying a plane, into Kendall Jenner on a Black Lives Matter march, right? Before security staff. And if you've seen the advert, you'll know. They come on the plane and they drag a bloodied and semi-conscious Asian man off the aircraft. they throw Kendall Jenner's leggings over his face and then waterboard him with Pepsi. Come fly the friendly skies, they say after that. So that's the latest.
Right.
That's the latest advert anyway.
For
United. Anyways, another headline hijack come in.
Yeah,
I think there probably is, isn't it?
Why don't we do this from Boris? It says that a temporary ban has been put in place of all sunglasses by the government, as it's saying that the shades are making it difficult for CCTV cameras to scan people's retinas.
Yes.
The Home Office has said that the ban will only be a short-term measure while the terror threat alert is raised, and anyone who has to wear glasses for medical reasons should stay indoors for the time being.
Right, well read. Good. If you've got a made-up news story that you'd like to hear massacred, but in a different way to how Cornelius just did that one, because it'll be Victoria who can't also pronounce words, at 2 o'clock then you know the number to get in touch. It's 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Still to come on the programme after 2 o'clock, Andy Hamilton, the writer and comedian, joins us, and director. You'll know him from the Caribbean creating Outnumbered, and he's also the voice of the pirate in Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom, and Dr. Elephant in...
He's on Have I Got News For You quite a lot.
Peppa Pig.
That's where you'll actually know him from.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. Anyway, here we along, as will a tiny child, to discuss the situation in Syria. That's going to be at about 20 past two. And all your reactions available, of course. We are open and available to them. The big debate at 3 o'clock. And today, your chance to be on the receiving end of some meat in a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Zombie War on the radio. If you'd like to take part, register to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
A little drink there, were you?
Yeah, it's probably a bad time to take
that
sip.
It was really.
Ironically, Pepsi.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah, so you can't get that angry.
Okay. Calm down now.
Yeah.
Because of the Pepsi.
Yeah.
What's at Talk Radio on Twitter?
Start your message anywhere you like.
We'll do a diversity paper review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating store subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
I don't know who you are or what your business does, but if you're looking for a better utilities deal, we will find you one. We have a very particular set of skills. Skills acquired over long careers. Skills that make us a nightmare for traditional business water suppliers. Go to utilitywise.com/water and that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, we will find you and we will help you save up to 25% on your utility bills.
Savings based on water plus gas electricity combined.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Why not take an island break? Some time to relax and re-energise. Leave the kids at home.
I'm on my fourth out of some serious diarrhoea.
Two very different generations maroon together.
Yeah, boy!
Will the energy of youth or wisdom of age be the key to survival?
What am I doing here?
The Island, coming soon on Channel 4.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Maltby, the A19 is currently closed in both directions. This is following a 6-vehicle accident. Air ambulance have been called to the scene. Cheshire's South Bannon 6 remains closed between junction 17 and 16 to the north of Stoke after a bus caught fire. So the severe delays on the M6 and its surrounding routes. The South Bannon 1 is heavy past an accident near junction 11 for the Dunstable Road. No change to the north of Great Yarmouth. The A47 Acorn New Road is still closed both ways after an accident. But Stockbridge A249 in Kent, the southbound side, has reopened. I'm Joanna Adams.
And now Agony Hour on the Susie Clementine Show.
Line 1, Brian, what seems to be troubling you?
Hi, Susie. About 3 weeks ago, I sold my house through a traditional estate agent, paid thousands in commission, thinking I'd get better service.
Right.
But then I discovered Purple Bricks. They offer free valuations, local property experts, 24/7 service, the lot.
Be strong, Brian.
And they only charge a fixed fee. No commission at all.
Brian, can I just say how brave you are sharing your terrible loss?
If you've been affected by Brian's story, visit purplebricks.com and save yourself from commissary.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So good afternoon to you and welcome indeed. It is Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. And, well, there's a lot of news around. Momentarily, we'll be going through the newspapers to prove just how much news there is around. But, of course, we know that in Italy, the G7 summit is continuing. This is, of course, the industrialised nations discussing the sanctions on Syria, or potential sanctions on, Russia over the Syria airstrikes and the gas attack and so on and so forth. There, of course, is the United Airlines controversy, a full flight. An airline wanted to free up some seats for the staff. Resulted in a man being dragged off an aeroplane. He then seemed to run back on with a bloodied face, shouting, "I want to go home." Much in the news today. As I say, we're going through the papers in a moment. But what unites it, it is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
So what we do to help you get your head around it, not just you, Cornelius, but anyone who can't get their head around the news, is take all its complicatedness, and we distill it down very much to a rigid number of syllables. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. When you do that, of course, what you end up with is short form oriental verse. It's Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Vogue employ their first male editor, another glass ceiling repaired.
The news in haikus. Then time for the diversity paper review. If you are a regular listener, you'll know exactly what that is. And I'll tell you exactly what that is. It is where we go through the papers, but so do all programmes. But do they do it with a different diversity each day to make us the most diverse programme in broadcasting? No, they do not. But we do. Doing our best to bring diversity to the industry, one guest at a time. Today we welcome back Ez, of course. Hello, Ez.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Remind us of your diversity.
I was born black.
That's correct, you were.
Yeah,
but so was Michael Jackson, so you should really update us.
Are you still black, Ez?
Hang on, let me check. Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah.
Good news.
Superb news.
Yeah. So, what's in the papers, Ez? What are you starting with?
Well, I'm starting with the front page, Daily Telegraph. Eric Trump's son, title reads here, Trump Jr., Putin won't bully us. So, the president's son, Eric, says his father proved by bombing Syria that they will not bow down to the Kremlin. So, Donald Trump's decision to launch a cruise missile, as you know, on Syria proved that he is not in league with Russia and will not be pushed around by Vladimir Putin, Trump's son tells the Daily Telegraph today.
Yeah.
So, this is putting... the BFF status of Putin and Trump at risk, you know. So
there are many conspiracy theorists, though, of course, Ez, that suggest that perhaps this was all planned anyway, and it seemed to show strength from Trump. But in fact, Russia knew of the attack in advance, and were able to thus move people and equipment away from this particular airfield. So there is a bit of a theory about that, not borne out in any way at all. Mm. We have to add, of course, because then there's this whole sanction thing going on in G7 in Italy.
Yep.
But interesting, what I think is more interesting about this story is that Trump's family are just getting very involved in this stuff, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, he's not even part of the, I think it says here, he's not part of the team in the White House, but he has come out and said this. Even Boris Johnson's chipped in and said that, obviously our foreign secretary, said that Russia would face fresh sanctions and if it did not pull its armed forces out of Syria and end its support for Assad. So a lot of people are trying to put a lot of pressure onto Russia, even our beloved Boris Johnson, who's trying to do his bit.
Yeah.
And obviously Eric's come out today and said this similar thing, that, you know, Putin can't bully the Western world.
I mean, at the G7, though, just now, they've failed to reach agreement on the new sanctions.
Okay.
Yeah. So obviously, once again, we go through the papers, but they are, of course, continually out of date, as they would be. But just to quote here, foreign ministers seeking a common position on the Syrian conflict to try and persuade Russia to abandon its Syrian ally, but the nations have agreed there's no solution to the crisis with President Assad in power. So then they've talked about targeting sanctions, but essentially they cannot come up to an agreement at the G7 at the moment. But it's an interesting scenario. I mean, we were talking, you know, joking last week about being at war with Spain.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's the old Russia-America style.
Oh, the Russia conundrum. Yeah, war. The Cold Wars. Bringing it back again.
But the Telegraph, you know, interesting speaking to members of the family. fun because Trump's daughter keeps wading into stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like it says here that his Trump's decision to bomb Syria was also, you know, accentuated by the fact his daughter Ivanka said that she was heartbroken and outraged by the atrocity that obviously this is about the gas bombings in Syria. So it seems like he's getting a lot of not only political, you know, insight and support, but also from his family as well, which is good. It's good. It's good.
Isn't it though? But if I was faced with an ethical conundrum such as that, and I asked my daughter, she wouldn't even give me an answer till I gave her a packet of Percy Pig. Sweets.
So you have to bribe her.
Yeah, she has to bribe for any
classic
answer.
Bribe situation.
But I would, if I had to bomb a country and ask a child, I would ask her. She's quite smart.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, what else have you got in
moving
what
on
paper?
From one PR scandal to another, we're just going to briefly talk about the United Airlines scandal. So someone's been forcibly taken off the plane. I think, are they facing legal action, United Airlines?
Well, most people are telling the so far, I think, anonymous Asian doctor, as far as the story is that an Asian doctor was on a plane, he bought a ticket, but the flight was overbooked, so they tried to take him off the plane. He refused to go, so they called security, the air marshals, and dragged him off the plane and broke his face a bit. So everyone's, of course, saying, well, they should sue, he should sue. But you pointed out, Cornelius, which is a good point, that they overbook all the time, so that's...
Yeah, so going forward, I think it's going to happen probably slightly more, because after everyone's seen this, presumably, like, even today, United running flights that are overbooked, and presumably some of those will have to have people come off the plane. But now, you're just going to go... You're going to sit there and go... Go on then, just try it.
Because you're going to have a lot of people just sitting there with their phones.
Yeah, go on then. Yeah.
Just going to put this on Twitter real quick.
So it is going to cause a little bit of an issue.
Also, why was he allowed to sit down if the plane was overbooked?
Ordinarily, whenever I've been on an overbooked plane before, they tend to do it not quite at check-in, but certainly at the gate at the latest.
That's where to do it.
Because they'll then offer you money to not take that flight.
Yeah.
So the deal is, they can say, all right, the flight is overbooked, but we'll give you, and I think the starting point is like $800 or something in America.
Start it. I thought that was a maximum.
No, it goes up to $1,350.
Really?
To pay you not to go on the plane.
Yeah. Wow. But they'll start low.
That's a good game show, actually.
And then negotiate up. I think it's 800 it starts at. I might be wrong about that, but it's certainly, you know, that's what he got offered, I think.
If it is wrong, I'm going to have to drag you out of this studio.
Right? And he said no, which is his right, because the word voluntary is key here.
Yeah.
They then essentially do have the right to not force you, not drag you off the plane, but they can get you off the plane.
Well, surely they can get anyone off the plane for any reason, because it is their flight.
Once you go airside, your rights have mostly gone because of the aviation rules, right? And so they can do that. It's not good practice to drag a man off a plane, but legally they can do it if they want to. But we don't, you know, they're saying he was belligerent. But if he was just sitting there going, no, I'm a doctor, I need to, which is what the quote is, I need to get to the hospital because I have patients in the morning. And they're saying, yeah, we need to get our staff, though. It's just bad practice. They shouldn't have done it. You know, and they should have offered more money, which apparently they didn't do, which they could have done. And so on and so forth. So it's, you were talking about ejector seats on a plane, which is a good idea. So next time, no one will have to get dragged. They just press a button and the seat shoots through the
ejector,
top of the plane.
Yeah.
John, with no parachute?
Well, John Cook has just rightly texted in saying, well, if there aren't enough seats on a plane, ejecting the seat will remove the seat as well.
That's good.
So, and not just the person.
I see another seat come up from the ground like a petrol dispenser.
Or it's like a spring
obviously.
In the seat.
Yeah, yeah.
That just throws you through the roof. Or, which is an airline thing possibly, is that once you eject all the seats, everyone can sit on the floor cross-legged. And then you'd fit more people on anyway.
Maybe, or standing.
You stand on buses.
Also, wing walking's very popular with some people.
There you go.
I bet some people would take, if you went at the departure gate and just went, look, this flight is oversubscribed, so we are offering one of you the once-in-a-lifetime chance to go wing walking across the Atlantic.
That's amazing, because people pay a lot of money to try that.
The reason why it's called once in a lifetime.
Fair point, Ez. Yeah. But people pay a lot of money for wing walking, don't they? Like a red letter day out, isn't it?
Yeah,
an experience. So, you know, they should say, and what's more, you go wing walking, but you pay us an extra £800. for the experience. Anyway, Ez, what else is in the papers?
Do we have much time left?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, cool. So let's move on to The Guardian. So this is a little funny story. Man jailed for burning down house in dispute with lender. So the title doesn't seem that funny.
Yeah.
The title doesn't seem that funny. But let's delve into the story. So a man who set fire to his dream rural retreat after a bitter dispute with a building society was found by firefighters strumming a guitar and cooking on a barbecue besides the burning building. So basically, this guy has not, he wasn't happy with the house, so he burnt it down. And now, so he wasn't paying the payments on this house because he wasn't happy with the way it was built. And when the firefighters got to the scene of the crime, his name's Charles Chestnut. He told officers, "See that building? I built it. I didn't build it right, so the best way to get rid of it was to burn it down." So
I mean, or fix it. I mean, I'm just
or do that. Yeah,
throwing
that
out.
That shows how British he is. That whatever is happening, the moment we get a sunny day, he will have a barbecue.
Oh, it's a bit of sun. Yeah,
he's right. Be, we're now out of time, Ez.
Oh, we're now out of time.
There you go. That was the Diversity paper review. Thank you, Ez, for coming in again. That's good. Remind us of your diversity.
Black.
That's right. He makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Each day a different diversity going through the papers. Ez, thank you so much for coming
in.
Right, next we will be talking to the man behind Outnumbered and in front of Have I Got News For You a lot of the time. And he's also the voice of Dr. Elephant in Peppa Pig and the pirate in Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom and a prolific writer and comedian to boot. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Andy Hamilton joins us very shortly to plug whatever it is he's vlogging. We will be doing that. We've also got today's game of Call of Duty, Black Ops Infinite Zombie War on the radio to come as well this afternoon. If you want to get involved in that, here's the number 87.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But just before we go into the news, there's the small matter of headline hijack. So your chance to write some fake news and then hear it said out loud in the 2 p.m. bulletin. But who is the victor today? Who has hijacked the headlines?
Congratulations, Robbie.
From
Epsom.
Robbie's in Epsom. He's made up the news. It'll be said as truth, hiding within the real news. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Why test drive the smart and tough Ford Ranger?
It's ginormous.
It controls music and temperature with voice commands.
It tows its own weight in a weight.
It detects other road users with forward alert.
It's a Truckosaurus.
Quite. And take a test drive between the 7th and 17th of April. You'll save £500. The Ford Ranger. Smart.
And tough.
Visit ford.co.uk for more details. Ford. Go further.
Test drive any Ford Ranger between the 7th and 17th of April 2017 and receive an additional £500 customer saving on the road price. Vehicles to be contracted by the 17th of April and registered by the 31st of December 2017. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the Cup Final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Oh, Liz, you're such a hoarder. There's so much stuff in this wardrobe, some have even got new tags. I mean, when was the last time you fitted into these?
Leather trousers.
Look at the heels on those.
Vintage platform shoes.
And how many of these do you need?
Designer handbags.
And what is this?
Dazzling disco jumpsuits. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay. The ultimate way to streamline your wardrobe shop.
A store's what we want. 2020. A store's what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to talk radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the US says SAD's days are numbered, scout volunteer shortage, and the Queen feeds elephants.
Talk Radio.
The US Secretary of State says it's clear the reign of Syrian President Assad's family is coming to an end. Russia's President Putin says the American airstrike on a Syrian airbase last week reminds him of the weapons of mass destruction claims which led to the Iraq war. Rex Tillerson says more action will be taken if needed.
The US is grateful for the statements of all of our partners who have expressed support for our timely and proportional response. The United States will continue to evaluate its strategic options and opportunities to de-escalate violence across Syria.
His comments come after a G7 meeting where ministers rejected the UK's calls for more sanctions against Russia. The man accused of killing four people in Stockholm has admitted committing a terrorist crime. A lawyer for 39-year-old Rakhmat Akilov from Uzbekistan says he's confessed to deliberately driving a truck into crowds in the Swedish capital on Friday. Chicago's Department of Aviation has put one of its officers on leave after a video emerged showing a doctor being dragged off an overbooked flight. It says the employee didn't follow protocol. The waiting list to join the Scouts is now the highest in its history, with more than 50,000 children on standby for a place. The organisation says they have 154,000 adult volunteers, but its UK Youth Commissioner, Hannah Kentish, says they need more.
Whilst we have the most adult volunteers we've ever had in our history, people are trying to volunteer a bit more flexibly these days. So we know that everyone leads a busy life. People have got families and jobs to fit around it. So we need more people to volunteer, maybe a couple of hours a month.
And the Queen and Prince Philip have tried their hand at zookeeping. They fed bananas to an elephant called Donna at Whipsnade Zoo.
The bad news is that bananas is a chimp.
No, it was a banana.
Oh.
As in the fruit, the well-known fruit.
Just checking.
Not a living animal.
Oh, no.
Or a dead animal. Just a fruit.
Are you sure it was an elephant and it wasn't just Prince Charles?
I've looked at the pictures. It doesn't look
it's
like...
It's hard to tell.
I mean, it looks like an elephant called Donna.
Okay, carry on.
So they did this during the official opening of the zoo's new £2 million elephant centre. And the Queen
That's
also...
a heavy elephant.
Price, it cost £2 million for the new centre to be made.
Well, the ivory's worth a lot, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's true.
That's frowned upon. More than frowned upon, it's illegal. Yeah, the Queen also met a little elephant, a baby one called Elizabeth. It was named after her.
Is that flattering?
Yeah, that's a bit of an
insult.
She
liked it, apparently. Yeah.
Don't mean that's suggesting the Queen's got a wrinkly old elephant face.
Isn't it?
I mean, you know.
I mean, it's
and,
not.
That's one
and,
deduction.
Your Majesty, we've named this after it's Elizabeth. Ew.
But apparently it's for her 90th birthday.
Yeah, I think it looks like Elizabeth.
You just needed to do your Prince Charles impression then, didn't you?
Well, that was Philip, by the way.
Oh, was it?
I mean, they're interchangeable.
Yeah.
I did wonder why you said Liz.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thanks for that.
I've got to do the weather.
I know. There it comes. Here's the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it comes now.
Wet and windy for the north and west of Scotland, but largely dry and fine elsewhere, feeling pleasant in the sunshine with highs at 15 degrees.
There's more in 25 minutes.
Yes.
Thanks. Good. Right, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea's Eden Hazard could be Real Madrid bound this summer, if reports are to be believed. Real have been linked heavily with Hazard for the last few months, but former Chelsea defender Marcel Desailly told TalkSport he's not sure the Belgian would want to move to the Bernabeu. Meanwhile, one player that's rumoured to be on his way back to Stamford Bridge is Everton striker Romelu Lukaku. The Belgian turned down a new lucrative contract at Goodison recently, fuelling speculation about his future. Desailly's a big fan of Lukaku.
I would love to see him back to the club. You see that Lukaku has been, you know, trying to work hard, and now he's a top striker in the Premier League, so we want to see him back.
On to the Champions League. Barcelona head to Italy this evening for the first leg of their quarter-final against Juventus. It's live and in full on TalkSport. Over on TalkSport 2, Borussia Dortmund host Monaco. Finally, cricket, and in the IPL today, Pune Supergiants take on Delhi Daredevils. There's four-match commentary on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, shadow ministers are being criticised after suggesting that a Labour government would consider removing geography from the national curriculum, as it's estimated only 2% of people have used anything from those classes in their later life. It's suggested that instead, geography could become an after-school club pupils can voluntarily attend.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
As indeed we will. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock. I promised you guest action. Guest action is what we deliver now. As you know, if you're a regular listener, we often will have a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Today is no exception, and flogging his wares, yes, shamelessly.
Yeah.
Andy Hamilton. Hello, Andy Hamilton.
Hello.
People don't get fooled by this stuff anymore.
No.
They know how this works.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't dress it up. We just say it how it is.
Naked salesmanship.
Yeah. So, you know, let's start with that. Flog something at us, and then we'll chat about stuff. There's no point in hiding it.
Well, I've brought in this bag of only partially used DVDs.
Have you got Rogue One?
I'm very impressed that you're allowed to heckle your newsreaders.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wouldn't say allowed to be. I just think it's...
I think BBC should... Hugh Edwards just being heckled.
Yeah.
I think in an affectionate way.
Well, it's... At the end of the day, the news is often the same, right?
Yeah.
So, Hugh Edwards, they've got to compete. I mean, they haven't got to compete with ITV News. No one watches that anymore. They've got the nightly show. But...
Well, that's not really competing, is it?
More of that anon. Yeah. But I think you're right. If someone was sitting near Hugh Edwards, maybe slightly off camera.
Yeah.
Interjecting every now and again.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
just mocking him if he overpushes, you know, if he extends the Welsh accent a little bit too far.
When he sort of, you know that thing when he does, when he changes down a gear for sensitivity?
For seriousness.
Yes, that'd be...
And when he pauses in the middle of a word a little bit longer than...
He does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, look, we know who you are.
Right.
Because you're the man behind Outnumbered and the front of Have I Got News For You a lot of the time.
Yes, I heard that.
Old
yes.
Harry's Game, of course, on Radio 4. News Quiz on Radio 4. But I was going to go back further.
Yes.
Because not the 9 o'clock news you used to write upon, of course.
Yep.
One of my favourite ever comedy shows growing up, Who Dares Wins.
Oh, right.
On Channel 4.
Yeah.
Which, for those that don't remember, was Jimmy Melville.
Yep.
Rory McGrath.
Yeah.
Julia Hills.
Yeah.
Tony Robinson.
And Phil Pope.
And Phil Pope, of course, doing the music. Yeah. That's right. And it was the first post-pub sort of entertainment thing.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
So, as a comedy geek, how did the likes of Who Dares Wins come out? Because it paved the way for lots of things that came out.
Well,
that
I'm thrilled you said that, actually, because it's a show that gets a bit overlooked, I think. It came about... It started off as a kind of writer's collective, and it was partly because shows had got very kind of managed, you know, and a lot of them were being built around film quickies and stuff.
Yeah.
And we just thought we wanted to do a show that was live and a bit mad, but that was also very dense, you know, and it had a lot of different... And the great thing about that show was We didn't have recurring characters or anything like that. We did kind of reinvent it each week. The nearest we had to recurring characters were a pair of pandas, but they only appeared in about four or five shows across four series. And we did the first one live, but then unfortunately after that we weren't allowed to be live again. So then we were recorded as live the night before the show went out. But what was also brilliant about it was we did it like a real show in front of the audience. So if somebody was in the first sketch playing an estate agent and they were a panda in the third sketch, they would rush off stage, be torn out of their costume, be put in the new costume and get back on in real time.
Yeah.
So sometimes at the start of a piece, you'd cut to a performer and they'd look like they'd just been in a car crash, you know, they'd be wide-eyed with adrenaline. But it gave it a kind of excitement.
It did. It gave it an edge. And it made. And watching it, growing up, in it was one of the things you go, oh, you can sort of show how TV works a bit.
Yes.
Because it didn't shy away from... And the camera movements were all, you know, kind of, I'd say half-assed. That's
no,
not right.
They yeah,
were,
yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't rigidly locked off. It was
no.
kind of moving around all the
no,
time.
No, it so. Was. It was... No, I'm very proud of working yeah. on that
And
show.
Rightly, rightly
Thank
so.
You, John. Yeah.
Is it available now? Is
I don't know.
Nick Knowles presents Who Dares Wins on the BBC.
Well,
it's a completely different
I
show.
Know. I know. And every time I see it on a running, you know, on my preview, I think, oh, they brought it back.
Cha-ching.
Oh, no, it's
oh,
Nick
no.
Knowles. It's Nick Knowles pretending to do something against a bogus deadline of some kind. But, no, it's, I think... Well, there's tons of it all over YouTube in fragments.
Yes, yeah.
But I don't know whether there are any plans to bring it out.
Well, you know.
Maybe.
Influential, I'm going to call it.
Yes.
But lots of what you've done is, right? See how I segue.
Okay, lovely.
Because, you know, from, you know, moving on several years, Drop the Dead Donkey, of course, came along. And that, again, your gift with topical material as well, sort of writing about the news. And Drop the Dead Donkey, was it, because that was a sitcom, ostensibly,
yes.
but of course it was filmed right up to the last minute. The plot of The Newsroom, for those that may not remember, sort of mirrored actual events, and then you always left gaps to put in really topical stuff.
Yeah.
And since you've done it across the elections with
Ballot Monkeys.
Ballot Monkeys,
yeah.
thank you. And what was the one that came after it?
Or Power Monkeys.
Power Monkeys.
Yeah.
That's right. Which is the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
So there's that always been a... That sort of topical stuff's always been...
Yeah. Well, Drop the Dead Donkey, it started life in the mind of me and Guy Jenkin. It started... We wanted to do a workplace sitcom. But then we thought, well, what sort of... Because there hadn't been any for... Yonks when we did it, and then we thought, well, what sort of workplace should we do? And we decided to do a newsroom because we thought it would be great if to have characters showing their personalities by talking about the currency of things that people are reading that day or just seen on the news. The other great advantage was we knew that if we made it the night before it went out, it wouldn't give executives weeks and weeks to decide that they thought the set was the wrong colour or something like that. So it was partly, it was a combination of inspiration and pragmatism.
It must have been legaled quite heavily, though. Because having worked on topical shows as well, there's always that thing in the background going, right, current news story, how far can you push it, what can you say, what can't you say?
Yeah, we were legaled, but fairly constructively legaled on that show, I would say.
Yeah.
The lawyers were, you know, sometimes the lawyers are less constructive, but I would have thought that... They did their best to allow us to say whatever we liked,
And also, again, you heard me mention earlier, but versatility, because you crop up in two of my children's favourite programmes.
Right.
Peppa Pig and Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm an elephant dentist.
That's right.
Which I really want them to write a scene where I perform some dentistry. Because I'm dying to see how an elephant... tackles the some of the finer skills involved in dentistry.
It would go on Marathon Man. That's what they should parody.
Yeah.
So you can suggest that to them.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the first time I ever did it when they were starting out. They were recording it in a little urban farm, a studio next to an urban farm in Hackney, and they used to say, okay. If we can just do line 4, please, Andy. And then all the chickens were going, and they go, just wait for the chickens to calm down. Okay, just wait for a gap in the chickens, and you wait for a gap in the chickens, and you do your line, and they go, right, now line 11, just wait for the pigs, just wait for the pigs, and you'd wait until the pigs stopped snuffling and snorting, and then you do your line. It was very quaint.
How quaint, yeah.
It was.
Yeah. How very British.
I mean, by the time the second series came around, they were in a nice, proper recording studio in
Soho.
It was
starting to pay by then.
Yeah.
We should talk about Outnumbered as well, because, Hugh Dennis... friend of the show has been in to promote whatever the hell he's doing lately.
Yes.
But Outnumbered, hugely successful in many series, and now it's a series of specials, isn't it? That's where we're going.
Yes, I mean, I think we'll just drop in on that family from time to
which
time.
Which I think is the right thing to do, because it always generates the headlines. Look what the children look like now!
I know. That's insane. I know, when they're middle-aged with paunches. And, I suppose it's predictable, but we got a huge amount of all the kids have grown up as if that was a surprise.
I mean,
it would be more of a surprise if they hadn't.
Yeah.
And a bit disturbing.
A lot of sort of either plastic surgery or CGI going on.
Or me and Guy sneaking a lot of chemicals into their food, which we did consider when the show took off, obviously. Mm. But, we got a lot of that. I think... it's a bit like, when you don't see friends' children for a long time. I think that's the audience's sort of reaction, is they think, oh, my God, you were this high.
Yeah, and suddenly
and somehow
they're adults.
They resent it.
Yeah.
But I think we'll pop in on them from time to time and just see how they're getting on.
All right, let's stay with us, if you will.
I will.
Because we've got to go to traffic and travel, because, things have priority around here.
Yes.
And it ain't us.
There's traffic and travelling to be done.
There is. Yep. And then we'll talk about your tour and some other stuff.
Okay.
Andy Hamilton, though, with us this afternoon on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
At DFS, our design team are always bursting with ideas. So our sofa collections have something for everyone. Take our spring collection. It has an inspiring choice of styles, from Scandinavian to country-style classics. They're all handmade to order in your choice of size and colour. And now they're up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit. An attractive offer, whatever your style. DFS. Selected sofas end Easter Monday.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
So what do you think of my six-pack, Brian?
Oh, you never could count.
These abs, they're just like a washboard. Go on, give him a dig.
Well, only if you're sure, Neil.
You won't get good odds on what happens next. But for great in-play prices on the footy, get yourself to 10bet.co.uk and score a first deposit bonus of up to £200.
Oh, those are my abs, Brian.
Really?
When it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please bet responsibly.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Kent, where the A2 through Gravesend is currently blocked both ways near to Cobham services. All traffic's being held because of an incident. There's queues on the M1 in Bedfordshire. This is south near the airport because of an accident. One lane's closed. Better news through Great Yarmouth. The Acle New Road, A47, has reopened, but it's still very busy. No change in Cheshire for the M6 south to the north of Stoke. It's still closed 17 to 16 after a bus fire, so really slow moving. And through Maltby, the southbound A19 is closed near the Maltby exit because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
There are some interesting stories about what McDonald's Chicken McNuggets are made from. Are they really a delicate combination of everything from beaks to tree bark? Or the result of years of experimenting with top-secret alien chickens found on a crashed UFO in Area 51? No, they're not. Sorry. Chicken McNuggets are actually made from 100% chicken breast meat, and the chickens aren't 10 feet tall, able to yodel in B-flat or pink and orange striped either. They're just chickens. If you want to try a McNugget, they're served after 10:30 a.m. And if you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. We are talking to Andy Hamilton this afternoon. Tour then, Andy Hamilton. Yes. So you are taking what on tour around this fair nation?
I am taking a one-man show
yep.
called Change Management. It's what Arthur Smith calls gentleman touring. I'm doing 9 shows, I think, in May.
Yep.
And I'm doing 2 in London, Greenwich and North Finchley. And then I'm going York, Stafford, Worthing.
Yep.
A little tour of the UK. And it's a show I look back over 60 plus years of life and just, you know, make comic observations about the social changes. So there's yeah. a lot of anecdotes and joke. Laughter.
I would hope so. Yeah. But is it stand-up? Because you're not a stand-up. So what's your... How do you...
I suppose it is stand-up. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's... you know, I do quite a few things. I interact with the audience quite a lot.
Yeah.
I ask them things. I do a little bit of sort of social surveying as I go, but it is fundamentally stand-up.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
And when did you cross the Rubicon from writer to performer to front of? Because you've done acting at Harry's Game already,
yeah.
for, and obviously a panelist. We know you from News, Kids, Fighting News, View, and so on. Was it a conscious decision to do that?
No, I used to do a little bit of performing, like a lot of writers.
Yeah,
I kept my hand in. I'd do the odd bit of performing here and there. But I didn't resume performing, if you like, until I think when I did the Million Pound Radio Show with Nick Revel.
Oh, yes.
And then that reminded me how much fun it is. So now I always try and do a bit. Each year I'll try and chisel out a month or so where I just go out. Because what's brilliant from my point of view is I get to meet the people who watch Outnumbered or the people who listen to Old Harry's Game. And that's a really... nice feeling, you
yeah.
know, it's a great experience.
Yeah.
It helps sort of keep the madness at bay, really. I mean, I love writing, it's a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Because
you write with others.
Yeah.
And you write solitary.
Both. Yeah, I mean, I've been writing with Guy Jenkin off and on for, nearly 40 years.
Yeah.
And I've done, you know, I've written collaboratively with Nick Revel, and with an American writer, brilliant American writer called Jay Tarsis, and with Alistair Beaton. So I've, and you mentioned Who Dares Wins. That was a really collaborative,
yeah,
writing show. You know, so I like collaborating, but every now and then, you know, I'll go off and do something of my own, So I mix it up,
yeah.
Which is ideal.
Really. It is, because I think you're right. It can be a very solitary business if you don't as well, I suppose.
Yeah, you can get a bit inside your own head.
Yeah. But I suppose there aren't as many arguments. I mean, I've been in writers' rooms, you know that.
Yeah.
If I've got news for you, and so when everyone's just competing to get the most unbroadcastable joke said out loud in the room before you get to the one that can actually be on the television.
It's
kind of cathartic.
Yes.
In a way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been in big writers' rooms, you know, and usually enjoyed it. I mean, with me and Guy, we're too old and tired to get too competitive, you know. And also, Guy's a lot bigger than I am, so that's quite a good recipe for avoiding confrontation.
Yeah, and in terms of that writing relationship with him, was it not the 9 o'clock news you first wrote?
Well, it sort of happened organically. We had worked together on shows before, or at least we'd been writing for shows, you know, so we'd been in the same writer's room on various shows.
Yeah.
And we'd even, we used to do a bit of performing together as well. So we didn't actually share the writing of an episode of a sitcom until we did a series called Shelley.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
starred
yeah.
Hal Bennett yeah. on the Thames. That was our first actual joint sitcom script.
But yeah.
We'd kind of cross-pollinated on sketches millions of times before then.
What happened to Hal Bennett? Because Shelley was huge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really, really successful for ITV.
Yeah, he's a very, very fine actor.
Yeah. I remember. How many series did that run for? Because that was
it was created by Peter Tilbury, Shelley, and then Peter decided he didn't want to write anymore, so me and Guy and a writer called Barry Pilton were asked to take it over, so it ran for about 6 series, I think.
It was hugely successful. Which is kind of like, do you look back sort of on the way sitcoms, because having done it for so long, in terms of looking back on how Shelley came to be and how different sitcoms, has the world changed in terms of how things get on television from what it was? Because people talk about golden ages of television. Mm. I don't know whether that's actually true. You know, we're apparently living in one now as well as the one we had before.
Yeah.
So now it's all, you know, there's so many outlets for this kind of stuff now. But I mean, what's in terms of the process of getting stuff made, a sitcom, is it harder, easier? How do we look at it?
I think it was always hard, and I don't think it's got any easier. I mean, I find it hard to gauge now, because it's a bit like, I think it's a, I'm not making a direct comparison, but it's a bit like women and childbirth, you know.
Don't make a direct comparison.
You forget how hard it was, you know, once you've done it. So it's certainly still pretty hard to get something on. And that I suppose that's as it should be. You represent a massive commitment. You know, if somebody's going to make your sitcom, they're going to give you a couple of million pounds, probably.
Yeah.
To spend.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, I always feel that. I often feel that when someone's looking at me as I'm doing a pitch, that they're thinking, this guy could lose us a lot of money here. But I'd say, I think it's, it might be a fraction harder now, possibly.
Yeah.
Although there are so many outlets.
The competition is fierce, I suppose.
There seems to be, I think, I mean, you hear about commissioning editors now who have, you know, in their inbox or their in-tray or whatever, that they've got hundreds of submissions, you know, that there's so many more people trying to make comedy programmes than there used to be, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it is quite difficult.
Yeah. What is there? Looking to the future as well. Is there anything? Because you know that's you've got a CV. Let's put it that way. It's a pretty impressive CV. Is there anything you haven't done that you want to do that you think you're right?
I'm doing something I've never done. I'm making a podcast.
Are you now?
Till a few weeks ago, you would have had to explain to me what a podcast actually was.
Even though you're involved in the news quiz, which is quite a big podcast.
I know, but I'm making a podcast. It's a documentary with Michael Burke.
Oh, yeah.
It's an investigative piece called Inside Donald Trump. And we are meeting with lots of individuals who claim to know Donald Trump inside out. And we've got revelations about him that no one else has heard, which we can't necessarily verify.
Mm.
But we just think ought to be out there as part of the public conversation. And that will be going live mid May. It's
All right.
called Inside Donald Trump.
There we go.
So that's a new Avenue.
Andy Hamilton, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, John.
He's on tour. Change Management is the name of it. As he said, there are dates. It's a gentleman's tour.
Yes.
Which means, what, short? And convenient.
Maybe a dressing gown.
Yeah, very nice. And a smoking jacket. Worthing, Stafford, London, York, back in London. This is throughout September. Not September. What is it, September there? Because I just misread a thing. May is the month, not September. Farnham, Southampton. But I presume there's a website, Andy, that we could go to, should we want this information.
I presume so.
Great,
well.
Good news. Right, in the next bit of the programme, Haneel will be here reviewing a week's worth of new music. There is the big debate at 3 o'clock. A game of Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare, Infinite Zombie Warfare, Black Ops. Your chance to get your hands on some meat. It's a sort of budget issue. We have to give away meat as a
meat.
Yeah, chicken, beef, or lamb.
Yeah,
or sausages because it's a Tuesday, or a box of organic veg.
How big is your vegan audience for this show then?
Well, the organic veg gets them every time. Yeah, I mean, there's only 9 people listening. So, thank you, Andy Hamilton.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, the High Court judge has ruled doctors can withdraw life support treatment from a sick baby against his parents' wishes. 8-month-old Charlie Gard is being treated at Great Ormond Street Hospital for a rare genetic condition and brain damage. His parents had hoped to take him to the US to be part of a treatment trial after they raised £1.2 million. The US Secretary of State says America hopes Russia will abandon its support of Syria's President Assad. Rex Tillerson says actions such as last week's chemical attack have stripped the leader of all legitimacy. He's been speaking following a G7 meeting in Italy ahead of his talks in Russia. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the nations need to come together to find a solution.
The best way now is to engage robustly with Russia, to go to Moscow, to say to them, look, we all, human beings, have an interest in peace. We all have interest in human rights and justice. We all want a political settlement in Syria.
The man accused of killing 4 people in Stockholm has admitted committing a terrorist act. A lawyer for 39-year-old Uzbek Rakhmat Akilov says he's confessed to deliberately driving a truck into crowds in the Swedish capital. Gordon Ramsay's father-in-law, Chris Hutchison, has pleaded guilty to computer hacking. The charges relate to an alleged plot to get into the system at Gordon Ramsay Holdings Limited between October 2010 and March 2011. And average UK house prices reached a record high of more than £217,000 in February. The Office for National Statistics says the annual rate of growth was 5.8%, up 0.6% on the month before. The weather wet and windy for the north and west of Scotland, but largely dry and fine elsewhere with some sunshine, highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Yes, there is, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed there for the news that you did there.
It's all right, John Holmes.
I was hoping for an update on Chimpgate.
Well, there was no Chimpgate.
Her Majesty the Queen has fed
a
live chimp to an elephant. I thought that would be
a banana.
More of a
lead. No one thought it was a chimp.
Lead story. What if a chimp is brutally murdered by Her Majesty the Queen?
John, that didn't happen.
Thought
it was a banana. It was a piece of fruit, not a living animal.
Got an email that came in, by the way, about it. Was it a tweet, Cornelius? It's a tweet
came
in about this. In case you're just tuning in, what happened was Victoria suggested that the Queen had fed bananas to an elephant. I assume bananas was the name of a chimpanzee.
Why would you assume that?
Well, it's a good name for
chimpanzee. So stereotypical. Maybe that says more about your flawed thinking than anything else.
No, because all I'm suggesting is that a chimpanzee often could
That's
have an
chimpist.
Yes, could have an unusual name. Because I don't know whether you're aware of this, but in the sort of early 1980s, maybe there was a programme on television called...
You're going to talk about BJ and the Bear.
Called BJ and the Bear.
Oh, my God.
BJ and the Bear, right? And
Bear was a chimp. Who cares?
No, the conceit was, in case you're not
I've done it. I've said it. Why do you have to keep talking?
Yeah, it is
no, because
a wonder.
There's a conceit. Because BJ, right, McKay was a trucker. And he had a best friend. He drove around America in his truck. But in his cab, because the truck...
What does BJ stand for in his name?
They're not specific about that.
Because that's one thing you haven't gone into detail.
I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe you should find out.
You seem to focus a lot on the chimpanzee's name and not on BJ McKay's name.
It's probably Billy Joe.
Well, why would you say that when you don't know?
Well, because he's a trucker.
Speculating.
He's a trucker. And he had a He had a friend, his best friend.
No one cares.
It was called Bear.
Stop it.
And it travelled around with him in a truck.
It was a chimp, not a bear, we know.
No.
You've said this so many times.
You don't understand. The chimpanzee, right, which was his friend, right, was called Bear. But the
I understand, that's literally what I've just said multiple times.
Yeah, but here's where what you don't understand, right? It's funny because...
It's not funny.
No, because, right, he wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee.
I know.
But he was called Bear.
I know.
Despite being a chimpanzee.
Well, have you ever asked Bear Grylls why are you called Bear when you're not a bear?
I was moving on to that. Right? So Bear Grylls, right, drives around in a truck with a man called BJ. He's just...
And also, doesn't Jamie Oliver have a son called Buddy Bear? He's not a bear, he's a human as well.
Well, have you ever met him?
No.
What if he's just a chimp that's been shaved down?
Well, I assume not, because I thought Jamie Oliver and his wife were both human.
Yeah, they could have adopted it. And also, by the way, it's not the first chimp-related name scandal, because you might remember that Tarzan had a chimp. What was his name?
I don't know.
Cheetah. Was he a cheetah? No, he was a chimp. So there's a chimp called Bear. It's not a bear. It's a chimp. And a chimp called Cheetah. It's not even a cheetah.
Your surname's Holmes, but you're not
Holmes. He's a chimp. So anyway, what was the tweet saying?
I don't want to say.
Say it.
Marcus Clayton, I've heard Whipsnade Zoo have a monkey called Bear. Very confusing name.
Yeah, it's not confusing when you explain it. So what you've got is...
You've already explained it! You know, multiple
this
times!
This is for Marcus.
Like every
this
week!
Is a different monkey.
It's really annoying.
This is for Marcus. So, Marcus, there was a trucker called BJ.
Oh my God.
And he had his best friend.
You don't have to explain the trucker.
It's called Bear.
The trucker's not at the zoo.
No, but in this instance, there was a chimp called Bear.
Johnny, are you just filling for time?
It wasn't a bear. He wasn't a bear.
When was the last time you watched this programme?
1983.
Why do you still keep on banging on about it then?
Because it was a chimp called Bear.
We know.
You listen to
Talk Radio. Interesting.
It is. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's just coming up to a time. Hi, Haneel.
Hello,
Haneel
John.
Haneel joins us very shortly for... work experience punditry today here on Talk Radio. I was just explaining, I don't know if you heard that, I was just explaining...
No! Could you run through it once more?
No. Yeah. So, there was a programme called BJ and the Bear, right? And he used to have a thing, he used to go, BJ McKay and his best friend Bear. But there was beneath that song, beneath the charade of that song, it wasn't a bear. The creature called Bear that was his friend, it wasn't a bear, it was a chimpanzee, you know. Just so we're clear.
What was the bear called?
There wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee called Bear. But the humour was that it wasn't a bear. It was a chimpanzee.
You're going to have to write this down.
I'll fix it for you. I'll figure it out for you in a bit. Don't worry about it. I'll draw a sort of diagram of...
Mm.
It's fine. Right then, Haneel's here. It's Work Experience Punditry. It's where we drag the work experience in to do some real-life work experience, not boring old kettle photocopying or whatever it is that they have to do in the office. No, we put them in front of the microphone and make them review stuff. And we tell them it's a leg up into the industry. It isn't. It's just that we have to pay them. Haneel is back. He's got music. It's new. What have you got, Haneel?
We're going to start with Alt-J and Cold Blood, which is the second song that they've released off their upcoming third album called Relaxer. Let's see what it sounds like. He's got a piece of meat, he's empty. Jab some feet, I pull the song to the bottom. Pull summer, summer, pull summer. It's me.
Alt-J there, the new single from Alt-J.
That's it, yeah. Cold Blood. Alt-J, if you type that in on a keyboard...
Yeah. That oh, it's a smiley face?
It's a triangle.
It's a triangle. I knew it made something. I knew it did something.
Triangle.
What's the significance of the triangle?
I think it's just a cool thing, isn't it? You know, lots of cool bands have had triangles. Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Any- Jay-Z does Jay-Z, that thing, doesn't he? Yeah, when he with his hands.
Right.
And now Alt-J do the keyboard thing. It's like the nerdy version.
Any band that has a triangle as a musical instrument?
That's true, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like my school, that makes my school orchestra one of the coolest bands out there.
Did they have seven or eight
we had we had triangles, Neil, and we had wooden blocks from the cupboard.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know what they were called, just wooden blocks. Anyway...
yeah, so this is Cold Blood, second song released. The first song they released is called 3WW, which means three worn words, on YouTube. It's got Alice Rousel from Wolf Alice in the... oh, no, Ellie Rousel.
Yeah, I was going to say, her name's not Alice.
Oh, I got confused because there's an Alice, isn't there, in the wolf.
But it's not...
she's not a wolf called Alice.
That's the thing. That's the thing about Wolf Alice. What you don't realise. And that's why you got confused. It is easy to get confused, Neil, right? Because they're called Wolf Alice.
They should have called themselves Human Alice, really.
Yes.
Human Ellie. Yeah.
Well...
her name's Ellie.
Ellie, yeah. Human Ellie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what it is that there's a, they're called Wolf Alice, but there isn't a wolf in the to be seen in the band at all. I mean, there's no wolf.
The chimp's called Wolf.
No, the chimp is called Bear, which I admit is also an apex predator, but it's not. You see, it's also interesting because a chimp isn't an apex predator, right?
Right.
But,
yeah.
But a bear is. So perhaps the chimp wanted to be more frightening, and thus was called Bear. In the same way that Wolf Alice aren't necessarily an apex predator. You put Wolf Alice in any situation with wild animals, Wolf Alice will probably lose because there's not got a real wolf. Do you see what I mean? If you put the band Wolf Alice, say, in a situation involving a tiger, then the tiger would probably maul Wolf Alice to death.
Yeah.
But if there was an actual wolf, there may stand more of a chance.
Well, who would win between a wolf and a tiger?
I'm going to say the tiger.
Yeah, so they've picked Wolf, but they've not even picked a very good one. They should have called themselves, like, Killer Whale Alice or something like that.
Yeah, which would win in a fight with a tiger due to the fact that
if they're in the water.
In the water and it's home.
On land, they wouldn't win, though.
No, that's right. And that's nature for you.
Yeah, complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I told you it was complicated. That's why I keep trying to explain it.
I'll stick to the music.
All right.
I'm totally lost.
Do you like Alt-J?
I hadn't really been into them up until these new two new songs came out. 3WW I really, really like. And that came out like a month ago, so it's sort of too late to talk about it here. But Cold Blood, I think it's pretty good. The new album comes out on the 2nd of June, and I'm really excited for it now because, the 3WW sounds really great. It's kind of got a like old English folky sound to it,
okay,
mixed with electronic stuff. One of the band members as well, a little bit of trivia, Gus Unger Hamilton plays keyboards, and he was the runner-up on last Christmas's University Challenge alumni special for Leeds University.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Did you watch it?
This one or that one?
The Last Christmas's one.
Paul Ross was on it, wasn't he?
He was as well, yeah. He was really good.
For the University of Kent.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he was. You're right. He did very well, didn't he?
I wasn't asked to that team.
I'm not surprised. You can barely speak. did they win?
No, they came second to St. Hilda's College, Oxford. Val McDermid was the captain. But yeah.
Good trivial knowledge, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Right. What are we looking at next, or rather listening to?
Next we're going to go to Kendrick Lamar, and the track is called Humble.
No, we're not doing it now, we're going to After the Traffic.
After the Traffic,
more of a tease.
Oh, okay, yeah, it will be Kendrick Lamar, Humble. There we go.
There you are, say it. Right, thank you, Haneel. Stay with us, because After Traffic and Travel, Work Experience Punditry continues. We're looking at new music, of course, still on the programme. Excuse me. 3 o'clock. There will be the big debate. We also have a tiny child on the show to discuss the complex situation in Syria and the G7 industrialised nations and the sanctions. And then she'll play a tune on a toy xylophone. No triangle in sight. A toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify the tune. Get a certificate that says you correctly identified the tune. That's Toddler Pops. Plus, animal documentary. On Sunday, Easter Sunday at 3 p.m. here on Talk Radio, the very first commissioned travel documentary, which I have been to Rwanda. I've travelled to Rwanda.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
To do a documentary about gorillas, right? And these are gorillas. Right,
what were the gorillas called?
Let me explain that. Right. So they're gorillas, And they are, one of them's called, well, they did have names, but they were local. They were localised names, so they were just names. But,
like nearby,
but none of them were bears.
Close.
It's very clear to say that none of them were bears, because what happens is in the chimpanzee world.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
MyGarMeter.com.
A new clutch? That's really going to cost me.
Whatever your car needs, just type in a few details and approved local businesses will quote for your work. Then pick whichever's best for you. Just visit
mycarmeter.com.
I'm James. I'm in year 10. Last term, we watched a film about penguin behaviour in maths. But weirdly, it helped me get how probability works. Random.
The whole class thought it was random. I used a penguin documentary I saw to explain probability models. James laughed the most, but his grades improved the most too. I teach year 10. I'm Miss Ogan.
Apply now, and you could get a £25,000 tax-free bursary to train as a teacher. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Introducing Domino's new Walk-In Wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To North Yorkshire, where just the southbound A19 around Maltby is closed now following an accident. Both sides were blocked briefly because air ambulance needed to land. No change, I'm afraid, for the M6 in Cheshire. The southbound carriageway to the north of Stoke, 17 to 16, is still closed after a bus fire. So severe delays for the M6 and surrounding routes. An accident on the A1 in Stamford causing southbound delays approaching the old Great North Road. And the M1 south in Bedfordshire struggling near Luton Airport, where one lane's out because of an accident involving a lorry. I'm Jarena Adams.
Apologies to Dave T-Dog86, but McDonald's doesn't make its beef burgers by combining loads of weird bits and bobs. Nor are they made from 12-legged space cows or the sawdust from deciduous trees. So apologies to Ali1996 and AtJax74. The truth is a bit dull, really. McDonald's burgers are made from 100% beef. There are no additives, fillers or flavour enhancers. Just a pinch of salt and pepper after they've been cooked. Boring perhaps, but true. As is the fact they're only served after 10:30 a.m. If you want to find out more, search McDonald's Good to Know.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
The next Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast is on Wednesday.
The day of the week named after Woden, the Norse god. His name means frenzy in Norse, and he gave an eye for wisdom. You don't have to sacrifice one of your mince pies to get informed. Join me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio on Wednesday for the Full Set Breakfast, and you'll have the wisdom of the nation at your fingertips.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And the one thing you'll know, of course, just through, keeping your ear to the ground, or indeed the radio, whichever is preferable, that the news is quite complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
The airline boss for the United says the passenger that was dragged off his plane was, quote, disruptive and belligerent. We know that the G7 group of industrialised nations can't come to an agreement, re-sanctions on Putin over Syria. Scouts. But apart from that, there's still a lot of news around. And what we like to do is take the news, and we like to distill it down for you, of course, into, regular listeners will know this very much, drilling down into the essence and the core of the news. And when you do that, what spills out all over the sides is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Paltrow claims walking in barefoot cures depression. Medical breakthrough.
The news in haikus. Then again, Gwyneth Paltrow, of course, recommended that you sit on a machine to steam clean your womb, so... One thinks Paltrow should just back off. Okay, then. Work experience punditry. Haniel joins us. We've already talked about Alt-J's new release. We're doing new music today. Of course, we bring you work experience reviews every single day. We bring you TV, we bring you film, we bring you hipster nonsense, and geeky, gadgety crap. And on a Tuesday, it's music. And Neil, where are we going next?
Kendrick Lamar, as we teased our listeners with earlier.
Kendrick Lamar.
And it's Humble. This is the new track.
All right. I get way too badly once you let me do the extras. Pull up on your block, then break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Out your per diem, you just gotta hate them funk. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes funk. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Oh dear, no.
No.
No, 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 Haniel. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
What is it that you're objecting to? Then?
All of it.
Everything.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
The piano.
Yeah.
The triangle.
Yeah.
The rap
just
singing.
Just no.
No.
It's a no from me.
It's just a no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm not a Kendrick Lamar fan.
No,
so
no.
I wasn't going to necessarily be won over by that, was I?
Well, it was tricky as well, because I had the uncensored version, and that was just about the only 30 seconds that I could find that didn't have any, and it's not the best 30 seconds in the song.
He has a potty mouth.
He does, yeah. That's fair for the rest of it, yeah. Thankfully, he sort of relented for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But this is the new track, Humble. He's got a new album coming out on April the 14th. Not too much information out about it. I haven't got a track listing or anything like that. Or even a name, unless the album's just called Album. It'll be his fourth album, second album, Good Kid, Mad City, and the third one, To Pimp a Butterfly. Really good albums, critically acclaimed. I'm not really into rap music very much, or hip-hop, and I don't really know very much about it, but Kendrick Lamar seems to be a really good kind of access point.
Is he a way in?
I think he is a way in, because he's like a really virtuoso vocalist. Like, there's a track on his second album called Backstreet Freestyle, where he almost seems to just, every verse he does in like a really different voice. Sometimes it's been edited in post-production, and sometimes he's just changing the way that he's...
So, like, a series of impressions. So he sort of...
Almost, yeah, impressions of himself, of his inner selves.
Because when you say he does a lot of different voices, that's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to hear Kendrick Lamar doing, I don't know...
Wogan or something like that.
Terry Wogan, yeah. Michael McIntyre.
Yeah. And he does them
Ronnie
flawlessly.
Corbett.
Yeah.
Churchill the dog from the insurance advert.
Well, that's
Josh Widdicombe.
most of the second album is given over to his impressions.
I think in a minute Josh Widdicombe will rap some Kendrick Lamar just to demonstrate what that might be like.
Yeah, that's good.
We look forward to that.
Well, you already know what it sounds like because you just have to listen to Lamar's second album.
Yeah. So what's... tell us a little bit about Kendrick Lamar's background there, because as you rightly say, hugely successful.
Yeah.
But in terms of his fan base, is it hip hop fans? Excuse me again. Is it hip hop fans? Is it rap fans? If is the way in? Is it people that like their pop music? What's his fan base?
Well, I think definitely he's very popular amongst rap and hip hop fans. But he's someone who's achieved a huge amount of crossover into, you know, the pop world and even beyond that. You know, people like Kanye West and Jay-Z, they're just, everyone knows these people now. And I think Kendrick Lamar's sort of in a similar position. And I think he's sort of notorious for being really high quality and that his work is really, really good. But because he's got such a broad range of influences, it means that if you're into funk music, there'll be some Kendrick Lamar songs that are basically funk tracks with him rapping over the top.
Okay.
And he raps in such a sort of inventive way, and sometimes in a really melodic way and in a really sort of emotional way sometimes, that seems to be a good access point. Which kind of, that as an idea that a vocalist uses their voice really expressively.
Yeah.
You could be talking about any genre. So that's kind of a bit of an access, if you like heavy metal because you like the way they use their voices expressively.
Yeah.
This is someone else using their voice expressively in a different way.
Does he channel any heavy metal for those of us that like that?
I think there is a bit, on To Pimp a Butterfly. Maybe not heavy metal, but like rock. There's definitely like some rock influences.
Because you remember, you may not, Extreme.
No.
Okay. Extreme, they had an album called Porno Graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
More Than Words. You remember the track? The track More Than Words, which was a kind of ballady thing, but that came from that album.
It doesn't ring a bell.
What they specialised in, if you like, was a sort of funk metal.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of, it took rock, but it did sort of funk it up a bit, so it had those funk beats and everything else. And I kind of like it when music does that.
Yeah.
When they mix genres like that. So maybe I should give Kendrick Lamar more of a...
I'll give it a try. And also, this track, you only really get half the impact from listening to it, because the video on YouTube is completely incredible. It starts with Kendrick Lamar dressed as the Pope.
Yeah.
And then later on, he's reenacting the Da Vinci's Last Supper.
Yeah.
They've got these amazing pieces of sort of cinematography, like two cameras filming the same scene right next to each other, and they sort of switch between each camera, so you get this kind of glitchy...
Oh, that's like if you just open one eye and close the other eye while you're looking at something.
That's exactly it. Yeah. I think that's how they planned it.
I should have just done that.
Whilst listening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cheaper.
So if you didn't like the track too much, watch the video as well, because that might sort of... that's where like the other half of the impact comes from.
Okay. Look, we're running out of time, so let's do one more very quickly.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we're going to now go to Shame, who are a very young band from South London, and they've got a new song here called Tasteless.
It's a little more unpolished than Kendrick Lamar, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I quite like that. That's sort of,
I think it's a bit like The Fool. Reminds a little bit of Wolf Alice as well. Talking about them earlier.
I think it's about Wolf Alice.
No.
Is that there isn't a wolf in the back?
Or an Alice, for that matter. They're all like 19, 20 years old, based in South London. They haven't got an album yet. They've only got 3 tracks online.
Yeah.
And this is the third one that's just come out. Their first one that came online is called The Lick. And there's a music video that was directed by Mika Levi, who I spoke about on the show about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Doing the film stuff. She did the soundtrack for the film Jackie. So they've got kind of a good contact there. But other than that, I think they're unsigned and they're pretty young and sort of right at the beginning of their career, really.
All right. Listen, we would talk more, but alas, time has overtaken us, Hanil. But thank you. Good range, that, isn't it?
Because,
that's a sort of young, upcoming, unsigned band, a polished Kendrick Lamar and a sort of indie, alt-J festival circuit stalwart there.
That's it. The full range.
But thank you. We'll see you next week.
In 2 weeks.
All right, good stuff. Hanil there with Work Experience Punditry. In the next hour of this programme, there will be Josh Widdicombe doing Kendrick Lamar. There will be the big debate just after 3 o'clock. An animal documentary, part 2 of our series of animal documentaries. And a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Zombie War on the radio. How exciting. You don't get all that on LBC now, do you?
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
He's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell.
Oh,
there we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th to the 24th of April, where you could drive away a used 15-plate Qashqai from £15,500. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
At DFS, our design team are always bursting with ideas. So our sofa collections have something for everyone. Take our spring collection. It has an inspiring choice of styles, from Scandinavian to country-style classics. They're all handmade to order in your choice of size and colour. And now they're up to half price and available with 4 years interest-free credit. An attractive offer, whatever your style. DFS. Selected sofas end Easter Monday.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £70 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media. For the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like Leyland Trade Metemulsion in White or Magnolia, two 10-litre tubs are just £22. Or an Hitachi 18-volt combi drill with two lithium-ion batteries and a free torch for just £89.99. Deals end Easter Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Saving Mountain Gorillas on Talk Radio, sponsored by Swarovski Optic. This Sunday afternoon from 3, join John Holmes on the adventure of a lifetime, trekking through the Volcanoes National Park in Rwanda to see the magnificent and critically endangered mountain gorillas in their natural habitat.
That was one of the hairiest moments of my life.
Get closer to nature at its most powerful. Saving Mountain Gorillas on Talk Radio, sponsored by Swarovski Optic. The world belongs to those who can see beauty. Experience the moment. Swarovski Optic.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, life support to be withdrawn from sick baby, sanctions over Syria rejected, and Gordon Ramsay's relatives admit hacking.
Talk Radio.
Doctors have been given permission to go against the parents of a baby with a rare genetic condition and withdraw life support treatment. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
A High Court judge says he's made the decision with the heaviest of hearts, but with what's in the best interests of Charlie Gard. Experts say the eight-month-old should be moved to palliative care because of his condition, which causes progressive muscle weakness and brain damage. Charlie's parents say they're devastated by the decision not to give him a chance of treatment. On Sunday, they raised £1.2 million in the hope of taking him to the US to be part of a medical trial.
Russia's president has claimed he has information that the US is planning to attack Syria's capital and pin the blame on regime forces. Vladimir Putin says Moscow's seen intelligence that America is considering provocations using chemical weapons. Meanwhile, US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has attacked Russia's stance after a deadly attack last week.
Stockpiles and continued use demonstrate that Russia has failed in its responsibility to deliver on its 2013 commitment. It is unclear whether Russia failed to take this obligation seriously or Russia has been incompetent. But this distinction doesn't much matter to the dead.
A lawyer for a man accused of carrying out a truck attack in Stockholm says he's admitted committing a terrorist crime. Four people, including a British man, were killed in the Swedish capital on Friday. Gordon Ramsay's father-in-law has admitted a plot to hack the celebrity chef's computer system. Two of Chris Hutchison's sons, who are also charged, have admitted the offence, while his daughter has denied the allegation. And Michael Bublé's son is said to be doing well in his recovery from cancer. The singer's wife, Louisana, has thanked people who've offered their support to the family since Noah was diagnosed in November.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Wet and windy for the north and west of Scotland. Largely fine and dry elsewhere with some sunshine and highs of 15 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. In half an hour, Victoria will be back with bonus news to make the time up slightly because the bulletins are shorter. Today, we bring you mineral news. Do you have a little hint as to what...
I mean, it's so boring, I've forgotten what I'd shortlisted.
Oh. Well, that's good. Right.
You want this. I don't.
The Nation wants mineral news.
You're overstating it when you say The Nation.
The Nation.
Didn't you say we had nine listeners? The nine listeners might think, okay. Not all of them, though,
no,
I'm sure.
Two of them want mineral news.
Yeah, okay,
I've checked.
Fine. That's quite a high ratio, though. Well, two out of nine.
I think that's not bad.
Yeah.
But every day we bring you bonus news. It's either animal, vegetable or mineral news. Today it's the turn of mineral news.
Can't I talk more about elephants?
No. We look forward to it. If you can link it to mineral news somehow, there's a challenge.
Mm. Potassium. Is that a mineral? And that's in a banana? Is it not a mineral?
And now here's Ben with the...
I need to do some Googling.
Yeah. With the sports. live from that United Airlines flight.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger says it would have been inconvenient to speak about his future as Arsenal manager after his side were humbled at Crystal Palace last night. The 3-0 defeat, during which large sections of Arsenal fans sung "Arsene Wenger, we want you to go," leaves them 7 points adrift of the Premier League's top four. Wenger's out of contract this summer. He's yet to reveal what will happen next, but he's certain the situation is not impacting on his players.
No, I don't think there's uncertainty about my commitment, you know. I think that would be a wrong excuse.
On to the Champions League. Barcelona head to Italy this evening for the first leg of their quarter-final against Juventus. It's live and in full over on TalkSport. On TalkSport 2, Borussia Dortmund host Monaco. Finally, cricket. In the IPL today, Pune Supergiants take on Delhi Daredevils. There's full-match commentary on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Ben, with the Sport, bringing you the sport, pre-recorded but live from that incident on the United Airlines flight where that man got dragged off by security. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tuesday, and it's time for the big debate. So as United's reputation takes another hammering, we're hearing this afternoon they are now so violent towards their passengers that ISIS have taken responsibility for the airline. Now, moves are being made to get back on side with the public after months of criticism, of course, lest we forget. Donald Trump gained popularity on the world stage right after launching missiles at Syria. Most commentators have agreed that was the right thing to do and that Trump was correct to take action. As a result, United Airlines have announced that on all domestic flights in future, in order to take a leaf out of Trump's once unpopular book, but now slightly more popular, that all domestic flights will be rerouted over Syria as a matter of course, where the passenger aircraft will drop bombs on strategic targets before continuing to their destination. In an email to staff, United's CEO said that, for example, flights from Chicago to Louisville would now divert via Aleppo, where the airline will ask for volunteers to be thrown out of the plane onto military air bases by the cabin crew. If there are no volunteers, they might just pick Asian doctors. That's what they've said. Now, on the line listening to that, Alfred called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Alfred.
Yeah, good afternoon, John. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling in. Now, during that, I said some various words there, didn't I? Such as aside, get, example, flights, etc. And what you've done, you've been listening to that, but getting increasingly angry because you've taken some of the letters from those words and used them to spell out the word stripes. am I right?
You're exactly right, John, and it's disgusting that you're using those letters in words on your radio station when you know what stripes do. You know how corrosive they are, how filthy they are, how they get into every corner and cranny of our society, and they lower it and they make it worse. And I'm sick of hearing about stripes on your radio station, and I just...
Yeah. Well, look, we make no apology for using the word stripes because I know because it's an important subject. I know it's difficult for people to hear, but it's an important subject that needs discussing. You know, there are we live in a world where there are stripes. Okay. Now, you know, you have a problem with them. Other people do not. We have to look at both sides of a debate in order to be balanced. Stay angry there. Let me bring Michael in. Good afternoon.
I'm not going to stop being angry.
Well, Michael, come in on the conversation. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John. Hi, how's it going? Yeah, sounds angry, doesn't he?
He is angry.
He's angry.
I am angry.
He's angry about stripes, Michael. But
Michael's not going to be one of these really stripe apologists, is he? You've not put me on with a person who likes stripes, have you?
I'm a stripe apologist.
Flipping out. I knew this.
I'm your worst nightmare, mate.
What, Michael? Let me ask you, Michael, what
it
is
on,
about
it
stripes? Because you've talked to our researchers, and I understand that you want to see everything striped. I mean, you want stripes on everything
was.
Is that right?
Talking my language, John.
Okay, why do you like stripes?
Well, I've got this off my parents, John. It's been passed on. They love stripes so much that they named me after Michael Stripe out of REM.
Yep.
I just love them. I think everything could be improved with a bit of stripes.
Right. So just stripe on the pavement, stripe in the sky.
Stripe on your walls, stripe down your legs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just stripe. All right. So, Alfred, what is your problem with them? Because I know you've said there are too many of them. They're kind of everywhere. I mean, it's... Is it lines or stripes? Let's be clear, because there's a difference, isn't there? Is it a line or a stripe? A stripe suggests two different lines, doesn't it?
Yeah. And that is what's horrible about stripes, is that there's a line, and then there's a different one, and then there's the same one, and then there's a different, and they just keep going on, and they are a stripe, and they're not a stripe, and they're not, and they're not.
I know, it's difficult.
There's only one thing here that's going on and on, and it's bloody Alfred.
Michael, let Alfred... Alfred's getting upset. Let him have his say.
Yeah, I'm upset. Look, it doesn't make sense. You can't put stripes in the sky. Clouds can't be stripes. You can't put stripes. And when they make the lawns that are stripy, that's not real. That's fake. They've made the stripy lawns, and it's fake, and it's not real, and it's not what God wanted, and it's not how lawns are meant to be. And they're unnatural. Stripes are unnatural, and we shouldn't have them. Okay. We shouldn't have them.
All right, now listen, before we go any further, we have got train councillors standing by after the call for you, Alfred. And for anybody, if you've been affected by any of the stripy talk on the radio this afternoon, then we will put you in touch with the council afterwards. But try and stay with us, Alfred, if you can, because I think your contribution is valid. Michael's, on the other hand, is not, but let's talk to him anyway. Michael, there was a man, you remember this.
I remember the man, yep.
Yeah, and he laid all the stripes. This is a fact. If you lay all the stripes end to end, a man tried it, didn't he, in a tiger enclosure?
He did.
He tried to take all the stripes off the tigers, and for people like Alfred, really, just to say, all right, these we'll take the stripes away from the tigers, we'll lie them down end to end, and he was mauled to death, wasn't he?
Yeah, rightly so, I think. The stupid man. I remember him. He deserved to die in that way.
Would you like more? Would you like tigers to be stripier?
If possible, yes. Yes, I would happily go to all the enclosures and all the zoos and all the country with my sewing machine.
Yeah.
I've got a few different brands, but they don't matter.
Yeah.
And just attach stripes here, there and everywhere.
What would the stripes be made of, Michael?
Well, stripy material.
Like cloth.
Like cloth?
Yeah, you'd sew cloth to a tiger.
Like cloth.
strips of cloth, like the end of a Vileda mop. You know, when you hang up, you hold a mop up, a Vileda mop. With all the bits, of J cloth.
Well, the brand doesn't matter, John. It could be any type of mop.
The brand doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It could be a JML mop. You could get it from Argos. It could be any type of mop.
So the brand
does not matter with mops.
Then the brand doesn't matter. But I'm talking about the one with the cloth dangling off it. You know the
dangly cloth mop. Yes,
yeah, it looks like an octopus. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, but is that what you sew to tigers?
Yes.
Right. John, this is appalling. Research is clearly showing.
Michael, once again, let Alfred have his say.
Thank you, because it is appalling, because research has shown that the more pieces of cloth you sew to a tiger, the more children it will maul. They've done it. They've done it in South America, and they've done it in other places, and they maul more children if they've got cloth sewn to them. And if you want to try and make the tigers stripier, the more children will die. And that is what the stripe lobbyists, the stripe apologists, do not realise, is that stripes have consequences. And you should dismantle them and lay them end to end, because actually that's a more wholesome and efficient solution. And everyone's happy if the stripes end to end, but they cannot be side by side, because more children will die.
Okay, so now,
can I respond to that, John?
Well, yes, all right then, Michael.
Well, Alfred, he sounds like a massive snowflake, doesn't he? God, you can say so, go on.
No, I'm not.
He's a snowflake, isn't he, John? Listen to him.
No,
like, what does he think tigers would look like without their stripes? They look like big furry idiots.
They are lions, like lions. They look like lions, but with no manes, but like leopards. If they had spots, they'd be like leopards.
They're all big furry idiots.
Anteaters.
Would you remove the spots from a lion?
Yes.
Trick question, they don't have spots.
I knew that. Some have spots if they've got chicken pox. If the lions
chickens. It's lion pox.
No. Lions do get chicken pox and shingles. And the one with the bubonic plague where they get sores in their spotty lions. So you've been very insensitive.
All right, calm down, Alfred. Calm down.
Calm down.
No. Let me ask you this. If you want to get rid of stripes, which you do, and that is your...
Yeah.
That is fair. All right. We've got trained counsellors in a minute, right? Where would you get rid of the stripes? Because the problem is, of course, they've tried this in Sweden. I don't know whether you heard about these trials they've done in Sweden.
Yeah, I've heard about the trials.
Yeah. Well, they like with us over here, you've got designated bins, haven't you? The council come round, you've got a bin for your household produce, you've got a bin for the feathers, and you've got a bin for the household garden, and another bin. And what they do, the council, they come around and collect it on a sort of bi-weekly basis, don't they? Now, if you want to get rid of stripes, presumably the council would have to then give a bin to each household for anything with stripes to go in it, tigers, household tigers, etc., zebras. And the problem then, of course, there's too many bins to collect. And who's going to pay for it? Because they tried it in Sweden, and there weren't enough people collecting them, and then the whole country was overflowing with stripes. And that attracts foxes. Foxes who want to be tigers, they come along, and they roll around in the stripes, don't they, the foxes, and it turns them into mini little fox tigers, and no one wants that.
Was there a question in there, John?
Look, can I be clear that the reason there weren't enough people to sort out those bins was because of people like Michael, who insist that there should be stripes everywhere, and suddenly no one wants to take the stripe bins out. If the stripe bins were full of fire, you could have got rid of the stripes completely from the beginning, and it would have been fine. But it's people like Michael who say, oh, don't put the fire in the bins.
But hang on a minute. There's an environmental consequence to that. Have you ever smelt a burning stripe?
Yes, and it was really nice.
No, it's not, is it?
No, it's not.
It's dangerous to the environment, as you know. Did anything ever good, anything good ever come from a stripe?
Yes, barcodes, John. Could you imagine a life without them?
He's lying. Nothing good ever came from them.
It did. Conservation. Right, and I'll tell you why, right? How do you think you keep track of tigers and zebras in the wild? Right, you
have to with a big old barcode.
Exactly, you have. That's where the technology for those machines, self-service machines in supermarkets, came from, isn't it?
Yeah,
they installed those on the plains of Africa and in the forests of India. And every time a tiger goes past one, people think the numbers are dwindling, but they walk past one of those machines they've put in the jungle.
Yep,
it goes, and it counts the tigers. Same with the zebras. What noise does that make?
You've got your lions and your zebras.
Now, admittedly, it doesn't work on any other animals, but That's just the technology that it will. At the moment,
that's
just...
why. That's why we have such high populations of tigers and. My line's gone dead just now. I can't hear you.
Breakdown.
Oh, hello.
Breakdown in communication there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we've got you now.
Okay, hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Is this on air?
Yep.
Remarkable.
Okay.
Tin pot.
And there we...
That's my final word, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Alfred, can I have a final word from you? No, he's gone. All right, okay, fine. Well, thank you very much indeed. That's the debate for you there, of course. Interesting, isn't it? Do we need stripes this day and age? When did you last use a stripe? Let us know, of course. But how interesting. How interesting. Both sides of the argument there. Alfred, we will get back in touch with Alfred in case you're listening, thinking he sounded a bit distressed about that subject. Well, it is an emotive subject.
I hope he's okay.
I think he will be fine. But we're going to call him back, just to be sure. We're going to call him back and put him in touch with one of our councillors as well to work through his problem with stripes. Do we need stripes in post-Brexit Britain? 2017 we live in now. We've got carbonated drinks and honey badgers. Why do we need stripes? Get in touch. Tell us what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on here.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons, and that is the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
There's nothing like welcoming a newborn baby into your home.
You can talk!
Ah! But this is no ordinary baby.
Let's see if you can listen.
He means business.
Get me a double espresso and see if there's some place around here with decent sushi. I'd kill for a spicy tuna roll right about now.
And he's calling the shots.
I'm on a mission.
And you're going to help me.
Get to work.
From the creators of Shrek.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm the boss.
DreamWorks, The Boss Baby. In cinemas now.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99, saving £20. Or Leyland Trade Matte Emulsion in White or Magnolia, two 10-litre tubs for just £22. But hurry, deals end Easter Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Have you noticed how words that describe big things are, well, big? The word colossal is pretty sizable. Humongous would win any game of Scrabble. Then there's the phrase, the original bundle from Sky. Loads of channels, big screen drama, and a 1 terabyte Sky Q box. The smallest thing about it is the price. Sky TV for £22 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject status, £15 setup, Sky Q loaned at no cost, minimum contract and terms apply.
I'm Jess. I'm in year 9. I was never that excited about science, but today I saw a Bunsen burner being lit with static. It was brilliant.
The look on her face was brilliant. Instead of the old making hair stand on end with static trick, I lit a Bunsen burner with my finger. You could say I sparked her interest in physics. I teach year 9, I'm Mr. Barty.
Apply now, and you could get a £25,000 tax-free bursary to train as a teacher. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility, selected subjects only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In North Yorkshire, the southbound A19 at the exit from Maltby is still closed off following a 6-vehicle accident, and there's some northbound delays towards the scene of this as well. The M6 south just north of Stoke still closed 17 to 16 following a bus fire. Severe delays on the M6 south and surrounding routes. There's queues building on Gloucestershire's eastbound in 50 past an accident as you approach the M5, and in Churchdown in Gloucestershire, the A40 around the Ambush Courts roundabout is very busy because of roadworks. I'm Joanna Adams.
Helen's homecoming lamb.
It's a lot quieter around here since the boys went off to college. Sunday roast was always the highlight. All the family around the table for my roast leg of lamb with salsa verde crust. I'm doing it again today. It's their favourite, and hang on a minute.
Hi, Mum.
We brought a couple of pals back. Is that all right?
Yeah. It's good to have them back. for a couple of weeks.
Find Helen's homecoming lamb recipe online or in store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So, here we are then in the afternoons. Still to come, there is the gift of meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, sausages, because it's a Tuesday. Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we are not racist.
That's right. It's a meat-based souvenir of time spent with us. Today's game is Call of Duty Black Ops Zombie War on the radio. It's a first-person shoot-em-up, but adapted badly for radio. If you'd like to register to take part in that, here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, you've got some reactions that have been coming into the big debate.
French Tickler says, John, if there were no stripes, what would sergeants wear on their sleeves? Mm. What would Gordon Ramsay put on his washboard head? Davis says, you can't ban stripes. What type of marks would my dominatrix leave on my behind? He says, honeycomb, crisscross, Nigel Farage's face. No, thank you.
All right, I've got a couple here that just says, John, the Syrian flag has two stripes on it, red and black. If we don't have stripes, then Syria won't have a flag. Not sure what the point is there, but thanks for sending that in. And, John, I think all stripes should actually be blue like UK passports. That would send a message to Europe. Thanks very much indeed. Right, now it's time for this week's Toddler Pops. So here's how it works. A tiny child will is about to play a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify the tune correctly. It's a song, it's on a xylophone, it's played by a seven-year-old. Can you identify it? Now, if you can, why not get in touch and tell us that? It's 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio 1.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Text costs something, doesn't it?
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
So, use Twitter. But the exciting, even more exciting news is that if you guess what the tune is correctly, you may be sent the I Guess the Toddler Pops tune on the radio, on Talk Radio in the afternoons certificate, and win a place in our photo album of Toddler Pops Champions, which is impossible to win because there's no such thing. However, the certificate, because of budget reasons, is simply emailed to you as a PDF. Print it off yourself, write your own name on it. That's how it is. There can be only one, and that one will be picked at random. It's not a competition. What it is your chance to guess a tune. Oh, and if you're tweeting, by the way, you can start your message with the hashtag ToddlerPops. All right, before we hear the tune. Obviously, I spoke to seven-year-old Maisie earlier as to how a week had been.
Sunshine, John. I got some burnt nose and I found a crab in the sea.
Oh, that sounds like a good weekend.
I mean, it puts Syria into perspective. We've got Trump launching Tomahawk missiles, Boris Johnson cancelling his trip to Moscow, attacks on Coptic churches, Sweden. The world's going to hell in a handcart, John. So sometimes it's right to just remember the good things. Otherwise, if you're my age, you start to wonder what kind of future you're growing up into.
Yeah, very wise words, actually.
And now Russia and Iran are threatening action if Trump crosses the line again.
Well, I bet it's all a bit uncertain, Maisie, you're right.
Should do what we do at school to resolve these situations. Syria and Russia should be split up. because they're disruptive when they're together. And a round should be sent to stand outside the headmistress's room.
And Donald Trump?
Should be made to do his presidency in his pants and vest until they can all play nicely together.
Well, no one wants to see Donald Trump in his pants and vest.
I suppose it conjures up images of that Russian hotel room. And we're back to square one.
Ugh. Shall we play a tune?
Yeah.
Thanks, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
So, can you guess what that song was? Your guess is very welcome. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on
Start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you'd like.
Or the hashtag Toddler Pops. You may well get an I Guess the Toddler Pops tune on Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the weekday afternoon with John Holmes certificate. Emailed to you via PDF, printed off, write your own name on it. It's a bit like when Steve Wright gives away the I Chose the Oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon badge on Radio 2, except with none of the budget. Let's very quickly hear that tune again, if you're thinking about it. Here it comes. All right, then, what's that? Lines are open for your guesses. We'll reveal the answer and who will be getting this week's certificate after the 3:30 news. Also still to come, between now and 4 o'clock. If you were listening yesterday, you'll have heard Cornelius attempt to make a documentary about endangered squirrels.
What do you mean, attempt?
Well, today he's been out again to make a documentary about pigeons. It's all because I have made a documentary about gorillas in Rwanda up a volcano. Cornelius quite annoyed that he didn't get asked, so he's taken it upon himself to go outside and just make documentaries about animals he can see. Just as a way of teasing towards Sunday at 3 p.m. our documentary, Saving Mountain Gorillas, Talk Radio's first travel documentary. I'll be fronting that. I wore a hat while I was recording it. Plus, in the next half an hour, Call of Duty, Black Ops, Zombie War. And as a souvenir of your time spent with us, you could get yourself some meat. Chicken, beef, lamb, or a box of organic veg, or sausages because it's a Tuesday. All in the next half an hour on Talk Radio. It's 3:30 now, though. Here's Victoria, and she very much has the news.
Talk Radio.
The parents of a baby with a rare genetic condition say they're devastated after the High Court ruled doctors can withdraw life-saving care. Great Ormond Street Hospital in London says it's in Charlie Gard's best interest, but his parents had wanted to send him for pioneering treatment in America. G7 leaders insist there can't be a solution for peace in war-torn Syria with President Assad in power. Foreign ministers have met in Italy as the US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson prepares for talks in Moscow. They've rejected the Foreign Secretary's calls to broaden sanctions against Russia and Syria. Boris Johnson says now is the time for Moscow to make a difference.
The Russians have seen their ally, Assad, use chemical weapons absolutely blatantly. Now, they have a big strategic choice. Do they want to stick with this guy who is not only poisoning his own people, but poisoning the reputation of Russia, or do they want to be part of the solution?
The Stockholm truck attack suspect, 39-year-old Rakhmat Akilov, has admitted committing a terrorist crime. Four people, including a British man, were killed in the Swedish capital on Friday after they were run over by a lorry. Gordon Ramsay's father-in-law has pleaded guilty to computer hacking. It relates to an alleged plot to get into the system at the celebrity chef's company in 2010 and 11. And Ed Sheeran has struck a deal to end a multi-million pound legal claim over his hit song Photograph. The men behind X Factor winner Matt Cardle's song Amazing wanted to sue the singer for $20 million. Details of the settlement haven't been revealed. The weather wet and windy for the north and west of Scotland, but largely dry and fine elsewhere, feeling pleasant in the sunshine. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
Yeah.
There's more now as we bring you today's bonus news. The reason we do bonus news is because Victoria, despite her bulletins being shorter than they used to be, still gets paid the same, so she has to make the time up. Today we're doing mineral news.
Mineral news.
We bring you animal news, vegetables and mineral news. Victoria's least favourite is mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's the most popular one we do with the listener. Listen to this, Victoria. I want to hear it, 7 of 9, as a text there. I think that must be the person out of Star Trek. Victoria Bourne, really looking forward to mineral news.
Mineral news.
Hashtag best bonus news, that's from Will. That's just come in as well.
And do you know the name of the texter?
Will?
No, Will.
No, there's just the number
Twitter.
On the text. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
There was another one as well, but I can't find it. Anyway, it's popular. It's here. It's today's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Okay, so today's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
It's dedicated to Will and Anonymous and the other one John can't find. So there you go. So starting off, the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh have been feeding bananas.
Wait a minute.
Which are a rich source of minerals, including potassium and manganese. I've looked it up online. To an elephant as they open a new zoo attraction. So the royals.
What, the elephants?
Sorry?
The elephants are opening a new zoo.
No, they are the attraction.
Ah, okay.
So the royal couple have been at Whipsnade Zoo in Bedfordshire. And Her Majesty, as we discussed earlier, met an elephant which has been named after her. She's called Elizabeth was born the day after her 90th birthday celebrations last year. Right. If you think that's rude, then listen to the clip I've got of the president of the Zoological Society of London, Professor Sir John Beddington.
Delighted you were able to meet Elizabeth this morning. She is 10 months old and weighs in at 460 kilos.
That's his little joke, which I think is quite funny.
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
Because he's saying the elephant's heavy, but then if you're saying it's rude to name an elephant after the Queen, then right. To reference the weight and how much, you know.
Hashtag fat queen.
That's not a hashtag.
Not yet.
Mean,
I bet someone sends it in now. I bet someone goes hashtag fat queen.
Just because you're asking for it.
Carry on.
Doesn't mean it'll happen. Also, you could get in trouble.
Why?
With the Queen.
I'll take my chances. Knighthood's long gone.
If you want to see a picture of the royals, and the elephant in this picture is called Donna with a banana at Whipsnade Zoo. It's on my Twitter page, Victoria_Bourne, spelled B-O-U-R-N-E. Or if you want a bonus news dedication, tweet me.
Oh, my God. This is desperate now, isn't it?
Yeah, somebody tweeted me yesterday saying I was desperate too.
Yeah.
Anyway. I thought I was hilarious. Apparently not.
Nope.
And finally, property developers have built an infinity sky pool on the rooftop of a luxury apartment block in Houston in Texas. It's at the top of Market Square Tower building, and it has a glass bottom, which of course is made from minerals, including sodium carbonate or silica, and it's suspended 500 feet in the air. It's really quite scary.
Right.
But I think it'd be quite fun to go in.
But
some people don't. You can see a picture of that on my Twitter page too.
Right.
Victoria_Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E.
Mineral news.
Have you got another one?
That's it.
All right.
I ran out of time. I was eating a stir fry.
That's vegetable news.
Clarky writes, it was me. You couldn't find me, remember? Yes. I love potassium. Great show. See, people like mineral news.
Well, I've learned something today, that potassium is definitely a mineral.
Yeah.
And that's also something you should know and Cash should know too, because you questioned me earlier.
I didn't know, I knew, I just wasn't...
You know, you were saying it is on the periodic table as well.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for mineral news. Tomorrow, at a similar time, of course, we will bring you more news, and tomorrow it's the turn of animal news, Victoria.
Yay!
Good. Right, Talk Radio, afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is Toilet Pot!
So before the news then, we charged you with identifying the tune played by a child on a toy xylophone. We spoke to 7-year-old Maisie a little bit about current events, and then she played a song. This is what happened.
And now Russia and Iran are threatening action if Trump crosses the line again.
Well, I bet it's all a bit uncertain, Maisie. You're right.
Should do what we do at school to resolve these situations. Syria and Russia should be split up because they're disruptive when they're together. And Iran should be sent to stand outside the headmistress's room.
And old Trump?
Should be made to do his presidency in his pants and vest until they can all play nicely together.
Oh, no one wants to see Donald Trump in his pants and vest.
I suppose it conjures up images of that Russian hotel room. And we're back to square one.
Oh, shall we play a tune?
Yeah.
What was that? That was what we asked you. But what was it? We had lots of guesses in. Here came some of the people that got it right.
These are the correct ones. Cheryl, congratulations on Twitter. Samuel as well. John C. N. Harris. Joel in Rochester. Emily in Sunderland. Callum, Princess Holly, and Jamie Ryan Birch on Twitter.
Thank you very much indeed. You got it right. It was, of course, this. Don't stop believing. I thought it was tricky today.
Hold on to that feeling. Speedlight.
It was Journey and Don't Stop Believing, of course. Congratulations to all of those that got it right, but there's the small business of who receives the weekly I Guessed the Correct Tune on Toddler Pops between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on Talk Radio weekdays with John Holmes certificate. Who is the lucky recipient picked at random from the correct answers?
It went to Jamie Ryan Birch from South Shields.
Arriving in your inbox, because we have no budget, will simply be a PDF certificate printed off yourself, write your own name on it with a pen. That's it. Another Toddler Pops next week, of course. So, before 4 o'clock, James Max, by the way, in for Sam Delaney this week. And next, we'll be playing a game of Call of Duty Black Ops Zombie War on the radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Once upon a time, a family met an ogre.
Now, a murderous beggar
in an enchanted kingdom,
in an horrible dungeon,
and had a magical day out.
Now you're caught a plague.
Choose your story with 2 free tickets to top attractions, Shrek's Adventure
or the London Dungeon
when you collect 10 tokens inside the Sun. Continues this week
only with the Sun Super Days.
So you're thinking about getting rid of your grey with Just for Men, and you're wondering how long will it take? Well, in football terms, faster than half time. So in those 15 minutes you could use Just for Men, hit the loo, grab a pint, refill the crisps, order a curry, and still catch the highlights. So there you have it. In about 5 minutes, you're back to your natural hair colour. Just for Men. Officially faster than halftime. Find it in the men's aisle.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
At DFS, you'll find an inspiring choice of spring collection sofas. They're all handmade to order and up to half price. But selected sofas end Easter Monday. DFS.
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year's roadside assistance and 1 year's warranty. Cue the big sale at your local Vauxhall Network Q retailer between the 7th and 24th of April.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
This Easter at Screwfix, there are loads of great deals. Like £20 off a Mountfield hand-propelled petrol lawnmower, now only £129.99. Or an Hitachi 18-volt combi drill with two lithium-ion batteries and a free torch for just £89.99. But hurry, deals end Easter Monday. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Taking care of business on Talk Radio with Exporting is great. If you're a small or medium-sized business owner, you can't afford to miss Talk Radio's expert guide to exporting. From market research to resource management, logistics to local lingo, get essential advice on expanding your product or services overseas. Taking care of business on the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Take the next step towards exporting. Visit great.gov.uk. The demand is out there. You should be too.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
There's still a closure in Maltby in North Yorkshire for the southbound A19 around the A174 following an accident and long delays as a result of the restrictions. The southbound M1 through South Yorkshire is quite busy. A vehicle's broken down between junctions 34 and 33 near Sheffield. Finally, the M6 South in Cheshire has reopened. 17 to 16, it's been closed for much of a day after a double-decker caught fire. It's reopened but still incredibly slow, and there's an accident on the M15 Gloucestershire east towards the M5, which is slowing things down. I'm Joanna Adams.
Linda's handwritten hot cross buns.
I love baking, making hot cross buns for the grandchildren. I've got four now. David, he loves his with raisins. Sarah, she likes choc chips. Luke likes apricots. And Claire likes hers with cranberries. I just pop to Tesco and get everything I need. And of course, I always make a little extra dough to write the kids' initials on top. It wouldn't do to get them mixed up, would it?
Find Linda's handwritten hot cross bun recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, on Easter Sunday at 3 p.m, Talk Radio presents, our first ever commissioned documentary, which I will be presenting as I went to the Rwandan-Congolese border to find mountain gorillas up the top of a volcano. There are only 800 left in the wild, and so we thought we'd go and work out what people are doing to save the mountain gorillas. So, Saving Mountain Gorillas, 3 o'clock Easter Sunday afternoon, as a Talk Radio travel special. And while recording it, I wore a hat. Now, Cornelius is a little bit jealous of that whole idea, so he's taken it upon himself to go outside and record a series of documentaries in the wilds of just outside here on London's South Bank. Yesterday, he went on the hunt to save some squirrels. Today, pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
Saving Pigeons with Cornelius.
They go by many names: sky rats, grey flying chickens, ugly seagulls. But ultimately, they are pigeons. I'm Cornelius Mendez, and this is Saving London's Pigeons with Cornelius Mendez.
Nights in Benyam, I'm a big
am here at Trafalgar Square in London, the natural habitat of the pigeon. Pigeons emigrated to Trafalgar Square after they were reaccommodated from the skies of America by United Airlines. Here in Trafalgar Square, the pigeons have everything they need. The fountains to bathe in, the statues to crap on, and about 7 different pret-a-mangers to purchase their overpriced food from. On the planet. But pigeons are endangered. Well, not the whole of the pigeon, just one leg really. Gammy foot disease is an epidemic amongst the pigeon community, with one in every 2 legs being affected. No one knows what originally causes a pigeon's foot to gamma, but many pigeons' mothers blame violent video games. Sometimes it seems like there's very little we can do to save the pigeon, but that's fine, because no one really cares about them. Pigeons are considered vermin by some, and those people voted Brexit.
Jenny went to Trafalgar Square to do that.
Yeah.
Just so I could get out of a meeting. There it was, Saving Pigeons with Cornelius, as a little precursor to Sunday afternoon's documentary on Talk Radio. Easter Sunday, 3 o'clock, Saving Mountain Gorillas, where I went slightly further than Trafalgar Square, up a volcano in Rwanda. Anyway, thanks, Cornelius.
Welcome.
Right. Now, let's commence battle for meat. As we play Call of Duty Black Ops Infinite Zombie War on the radio. Playing today is Andy. He's on the telephone. He's in Gillingham. Hello, Andy.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm very well. You, Andy? How are you?
I'm good. I'm pretty good.
Good. Pretty good or very good?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm very good.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear it. Okay. Well, let's see if we can make your afternoon slightly better, because as time spent with us souvenir, Andy in Gillingham, you get to get some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or sausages,
because it's a Tuesday,
or a box of organic veg. Your choice, Andy.
I'll choose some lamb. Please.
You got the lamb, the spring lamb. Very good choice. Very good. Very strong. So what are you doing, Gillingham, Andy?
At the moment, I'm just shopping in Primark.
Shopping in Primark? This is going to be interesting. Okay, what are you shopping for? Is it...
T-shirts and stuff.
A T-shirt, all right. Not military fatigues, because that's what you're going to need at the moment.
No, I'm undercover at the moment.
Oh, good, okay. Yeah. That's a good answer, yeah. All right. Well, look, I'm going to say... Here's what we're going to do.
Right.
You are essentially playing the role of a space marine, Andy, in Gillingham. Right?
Right.
And it's your job to save this planet from hungry zombies who are human but live in Manchester and have taken spice. You must survive wave after wave of spice space zombies as they strive to attack you and turn you in... What?
Okay.
Okay, good. And turn you into one of their hellish own. But be warned... Space Captain Colonel Andy in Gillingham, because there are more than just spice space zombies in the dark.
Right.
Let the game commence.
Let's do this. Let's do it.
You are in a long corridor, Captain Space Andy. Out there in the dark lie your enemies and some innocent civilians and the aforementioned people from the news. Your task, Colonel Andy, is to get to the end of the corridor where there is another corridor. Right, here are your controls that you're going to need. Are you ready?
Yep.
Run. Jump. Don't shoot. Shoot. Drag a man off a plane. Cancel visit to Russia. Get paid £500,000 for your terrible customer service. or give a can of Pepsi to a policeman. Those are your controls.
Got it.
Let's get ready to play. Here we go. The game moves quite quickly. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Civilian.
Don't shoot.
Yeah. Hit single by Van Halen in about 1986.
Jump.
Yeah. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
United Airlines cabin crew.
Dragon Man off the plane.
Yeah. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Boris Johnson.
Cancelled visit to Russia.
Yeah. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
Boss of Southern Rail.
Get paid $500,000 despite your vocal service.
Yes. Zombie.
Shoot.
Bonus round, bonus round, bonus round. It goes faster. Zombie. 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 Innocent civilian. Innocent civilian. Innocent civilian. Hit single by the Pointer Sisters.
Give a can of Pepsi.
No, it's jump. United Airlines cabin crew.
Get dragged off a plane.
Yes. Zombie. 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 Kendall Jenner.
Give a can of Pepsi to a policeman.
Yes, that's right. Okay, you're right. Back to the normal game. Zombie.
Shoot.
Zombie.
Shoot.
United Airlines cabin crew.
Get dragged off a plane.
Oh, game over.
Did I win?
Tough game, isn't it? What a tough game. Captain Space Andy from Gillingham in Primark. We're going to go to find your high score. Cornelius has got your high score, Cornelius.
It's 48,000.
Now, is that... Is that enough?
Is that good?
Well, who knows? Yeah. Let's find out. Is that enough for him to get the souvenir gift of some lamb?
Yes, it is. Of course it is.
There it is. Was that simple? Call of Duty Infinite Warfare Black Ops with zombies on the radio. It doesn't work at all as a feature, but it's not stopped us yet over the past 4 weeks. But we figured that first-person shooter games are popular, so why the hell not give it a try, James Max?
Yes.
Yes.
I always enjoyed shooting sort of games. A bit Space Invaders, which is so retro.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yeah.
And it's almost cool to play. The other day, I found a 1978 Atari console that had been in my parents' loft. Out it came.
Did it work?
Epic.
Did it work?
Yes.
As soon as you put it on?
Yes.
What games did you have on it?
Well, there was the they could never call it what it really was.
Yeah.
So it's like Space Raiders or something
like
that.
That's right. Copyright.
And then there was like Moonburn or something, which is kind of asteroid.
Yeah.
And then there was the driving game where you have to have the paddles.
Yeah.
Oh, Indy 500.
Oh, yes. See, it's old school, simple days.
It's not even old school. It's preschool.
Right, what, James Max, do you have on your programme today?
Well, this one, and we will be looking at the most powerful nations in the world. Sadly, they seem not to be able to agree. Our gardening expert is going to be on hand to give you some advice. We're going to be talking about your television watching habits and the BAFTAs. We're going to be talking about whether your council is good value for money, as some rather explosive research has found out how much they're all being paid. And first we're going to talk about cancer drugs, which are available in Scotland but not here in England. So we're going to be talking about whether you've battled cancer and whether you received the treatment you required.
James Max with you in for Sam Delaney this afternoon on Drive here on Talk Radio. We will be back tomorrow, Wednesday, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.